Blog Talk Radio.
You know, my homie Stretch from Naughty by Nature once said, if you ain't from the ghetto, don't come to the ghetto. But I'ma let one of our most immaculate tall guys take us all through the ghetto. Rick James.
When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas, looking for the cute chicks, trying to find me big fun, looking for some trouble, for anyone who give me some. I was young and crazy
in the ghetto,
didn't know what my life would be
in the ghetto.
I was dumb and oh so lazy. Something had a spell on me
in the ghetto.
You wanna know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about ghetto life. I'm talking about ghetto life.
You wanna know what I'm singing about?
I'm talking about ghetto life.
Ghetto life.
Talking about ghetto life. In the ghetto.
Should we be taking them chances while we search for the answers? We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets, they be popping off at it. But yeah, we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can say, always up to no good. So all of my fam can eat in the hood, we hungry, we playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It be good if you flaunt it, we will take if we want it. See, from the ghetto, got a different state of mind, with a different kind of hustle, and we iller with the grind, and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine, and the struggle, thus the money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood, gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me, gotta love it. That's where we get in that street. Hustle hard, try to get money quick.
In the ghetto.
It's where I got my name from. I learned to get money and I got all my game
in
from.
The ghetto.
It's where you eat with a bunch of the wolves and get the hustling as hard as you could.
In the ghetto.
Until your cake stacking to get good. Throw a block party for the whole hood.
In the ghetto.
With them burnout cellies, talk crazy, sell drugs in front of poncho deli. Crackhead chicks still smoke with babies in their belly. In the building elevators till the lobby all smelly.
In the ghetto.
It's where I keep my ratchets, get my instincts and survival tactics. Ain't nothing like the hood. I don't care. You survive it in the ghetto. You can make it anywhere. Gotta love it. Even though they act rude, you'll always find a good chick to hold up for they do. Behind the me and my clique on the move, we honor the code of the street and live by the rules. It's where all of the hoods at, find the most crooks and they sell the most that. Where you find beautiful women and rugrats and some of the most powerful people, I love that. Come on.
Mind who you thought I was. I'm Rick James.
Yeah, we are ready. We Rick James, bitch, and we ready. We back in the house. Thank y'all so much. We on the Helios Biggest Hour. I am your host, Dry Bones. We about to get busy in here. Shout out to Busta Rhymes, one of my favorites out there. Got his Lifetime Achievement Award. Sometimes you got to get them roses before you hit the ground, bro. So much love to y'all, and of course, the late, great Buffalo own Rick James, always. Now, let's get this party started, y'all. It's going to be a serious thing for your mind today. We're going to be replaying some things that is going to be a little shocking. Some things, until you watch it. Now, I gave some of y'all this videotape I had got. Shout out, my man. Oh, my goodness. That one was great. If you ever find a documentary that covers everything that you have already heard about, spent, and then put all of the facts together. But today's program going to be just like that, just like most of them. But this going to be, I told you, they cast a serious, serious propaganda spell. Today, I got to say, I told you I was them brainwashed. I said, once you get to that acceptance, all the world opens up to where it's going on. I said, man, come to find out. You may not even want to hear this today, but the United States, what a charade this has been. I mean, it's impossible. Impossible. After today's program, and if you got any sense of comprehension, tell me that things ain't actually what they seem to be. Today's program is Minds of Men, an awesome documentary I gave to many of you out there just to do a sample random out there test and see how y'all thought about it. Man, what reviews, just like I thought. But I slashed it as we go through today. It says, we are all under mind control. Ain't none one of you on this phone. You don't have to agree with me all the day at all. It don't make a difference. But damn sure, 100% fact. Ain't no belief. It's a fact. Everybody is under my control. Now, we're going to get deep today. We're going to hit all levels, past, present, future, and we're going to get into something. See, we told you we're dealing with occult spirituality as well as the physical. Everything is included in this. This was about a 3-year investigation on just experimentation. All you on this line been saying the same thing, validation to all you out there, VVV, baby. I must say. But watching the video from what you know, just to get the layout, how they gave it to our people, how they gave it to our family members. They remember, we little kids at the height of this. The actual records came out in 1975. 75, they did an investigation. That's when they started showing you back in the day, of course. That's when we started hearing in the 80s, in the late 80s for sure, about the gun, the death gun. Man, they did a whole congressional hearing on that. But the part I'm going to get into is the secret side of the experimentation. What country is where the experimentation is being held? And today, I told you, Canada, British Columbia. British Columbia. After the day, you will see why and what is in the air. Now, this ain't going to be me telling you. This going to be them telling you. That's how crazy this is. Everybody, you know, he make it. I ain't got one thing I said that I made up because it's all been fact. To your fruition. That means your high intellect knew it, but you can't perceive because you've been told to be brainwashed. They even got stuff to show that they were erasing your mind. They went experimentation. They got so much money. And they did this right before the Civil Rights Movement on purpose. See, that's what I say. See, they did these things, then they brought out that warfare, which is also a part of this. Goes on to state, the practice of social engineering and mind control during the Cold War. Mind-bending journeys into the past that give startling insight to the world we are living in today. It all started in April the 13th, the sign of Aries, 13th, 1953. So Brother Eddie out there, he back with us on Wednesday night, Antoinette. Much love to you. Did the program the other night. So y'all jump on top of some of these things because the numbers got a lot to do with things. But 1953, the duly appointed CIA director, who you fly in every year, everywhere, to Dulles Airport, Alan Dulles, signed off on MLK Ultra. That's the date he signed off on it. To justify it, Dulles was a massive into the newly declared battle for the minds of men and would come just weeks, y'all, after he became the CIA director, as the countermeasure to the Soviet brainwashing. Now, see, that's why you see everything today got to deal with Russia. That's part of still of the brainwashing that still permeates from this decade of brainwashing. It must be Russia as the enemy. It's a script. Must be Russia. Really? Okay. But here's where it gets deep. 3 days before Dulles gave the speech for the Battle of Men's Minds to justify what he was going to do, Dulles was a massively into the newly declared battle for the minds. It became just like, just after the weeks of that, he made this movie called The Minds of Men, or The Battle for Your Mind. Now, those family members who are in the 50s and all that, and early 60s, or they was, you know, when they was comprehensive of what's going on, this happened under that watch. It's unbelievable. But many of you did know that Gil Scott-Heron, some of the, all the poets, all the lost poets, all of them had a same drive to learn. And they got ridiculed, but they came out still kicking that new knowledge of words. It's going to get deep today, y'all. Get ready. Now, after he just did that, he did it during a week after the CIA director as counter the Soviet Union brainwashing. Got that? Using Soviet Union brainwashing. Then he goes on to say, Dulles' speech effectively launched MK Ultra. I was going to say MLK because remember we did a show called MLK Ultra, but MK Ultra. Amazing. MK Ultra. He launched it. The airport in D.C. When you arrived in Dulles Airport. And that's where we're going to start this thing. Now, it gives a plausible reason for the dark, disturbing research. He tried to give a plausible reason for this deep research. This research was it's just like what you see in the comic books where they were doing mutation, putting monkey heads. That's why they came out with the movie, The Man with Two Heads, because they had successfully put a monkey head on two of each other. They had two monkey heads. They were so bizarre. The money was unlimited. And then you know who the shady money groups are. We're going to get into that. See, this money group thing, and all y'all being happy about celebrities now because they on BlackRock and all this stuff. So y'all going, ooh, man, this going to be, because when you find out what's in this today, it's going to wake you up, hopefully, into a beautiful reality. Now, according to this, they did all this so they can destroy the public. This is the CIA. Now, with all what's going on today in the Trump world and all this political arena of charades and buffoonery and a playbook. See, one thing about this documentary, The Minds of Men, it shows you exactly where, when, and who put it in. Ain't no if, ands, buts, the faces, the people, the meetings, unbelievable. Then we're going to show you why it's all over the earth. Because while we was playing dumb all weekend, myself included, but you know, we wake up from that dumbness and you say, wait a minute. France, who just joined on to BRICS, they will be at the meeting this month. They're going to be at the meeting. France will be at BRICS with Russia, with China, with India, with South Africa. And Brazil. Don't forget Brazil. I can't forget Brazil now. Ooh, man, the Brazilian butt tucks. Oh, man, they're making a killing off women. Getting that Brazilian butt lift. But anyway, I regret. Now, they all going to meet, and then people don't realize that all this week, France went into nationwide rioting. France. Soon as they already made the unemployment, your retirement age 76. They went crazy then. And I told people, I said, don't think because you're going crazy that that's a win. Going crazy, doing what they want you to do is a win for them. They want you to make your area of refuge of destruction so you can destroy it, and then it makes it easier for them to come get you. Population control 101. Now, here's what they said in France to go along with this program, because France is connected in this with Canada. Now, says the police, the French police said, this is what the police said in France about their own citizens. We were at war with vermin. Vermin, that's rats. This is the lowest of low. Then it says, as a nationwide riot spreads to the Sirlings and up to the Saturday, France Interior Minister said over 2,500 fires was reported overnight. Rioters set fire to over 1,350 vehicles, 1,350 vehicles, and 235 buildings. And guess what? Guess what? They ain't budging the government. The government said they're vermin. When you look up the word vermin with a V, you see that is despicable. Now, they doing the same talk here. For those of you who don't see, those are going to be deemed despicables and against the state. Y'all thought enemy of the state was made up. Now, MK Ultra. I'm talking about all of them. There's so many names for it. I got some of the names. They got the Sex Kitten Project. They got all kind of projects. All along. I mean, some was destroyed on purpose, y'all. That's how deep this was. They was going, the minute they got to the next, they said, Sadat, let me just let you know. The World Health Organization. They announced some things beyond your imagination because you ain't paying attention to it. You watch a BET. Busta Rhymes, I know Busta Rhymes got a, you know, but hey, Busta Rhymes is with the music industry. MLK Ultra. Say what you want. It's MLK Ultra, that music industry. Say whatever you feel you want to say. Show me some facts where it ain't. I'll show you a thousand where it is. So, think about that one. But here's where the kicker gets at. It's a report that they want to bring back to COVID. So what they did, I'm going to show you something. What they did was these fires, they ain't talked about. What people now doing their own testing. See, that's the beauty of knowledge today. You can go find the actual tools to see if formaldehyde is in the atmosphere. You can find out if heavy metals is in the atmosphere. These are people out there doing it. They put it on you. They show you they could do it. It's people, Brother West used to say that all the time, validation to that. Because he used to say, you can go on his website, which he has, that you can buy all kind of shit to test you. Oh, yeah, it can be done. Of course, you want a database, but that's okay. Because at least you being used for something. Now, I got some special guests coming on, too, because that's mind control with the housing industry. But we're going to get to that after I finish this dialogue. Now, also, Florida. Bill Gates made a meeting. See, nobody's paying attention. Bill Gates had a meeting, too. Oprah was there. Oprah was at the meeting. They called them all in to see what they can do to stop a pandemic. Go look it up. Oprah, Bill Gates, all together. Went up there. They called them all in. Had a meeting on what's going on. This is what was told. Bill Gates, who has all this money going to these crazy ideas, but, you know, people so cool with it. He said mosquitoes cause malaria outbreaks in Texas and Florida. Is that not a coincidence? Now, I told y'all, I think you heard it many times with West, they put last year genetic mosquitoes was put loose in Florida. Go look it up. Claiming it was going to help kill these off crazy mosquitoes from something that they claim. They brought in genetic mosquitoes, y'all. And guess what? They just said outbreaks of malaria. Texas and Florida are the most populous conservative states in the country. All of a sudden, under attack. I told you each region is going to get its own Hunger Games. Each region will get its own Hunger Games. Get ready, because this is going to be one of them programs. Now, you know I got to put the facts out. We just don't run our mouths here and say, ah, this nigga just talking shit. Now, here go the facts. Because on this program, can't speak for no others. But for this program, all others on this program, no, facts must matter. Facts must matter. You ain't got to, you can't, see, not belief, because belief got a lie in it. Lie is in the word belief. Y'all heard that many times, but the West has been saying it how long now? Now, if they want you to believe a lie, what better way to do it is through the control of all of your five senses. Remember we did a program of who controls the five senses? Well, here it is. We're about to get this I can't even get up my program started. I am hyped on this one. This one here. Ain't nothing to play with.
Memorandum, dated 19th of June, 1964. Subject, direction and control of human behavior.
In the 1970s, the public was confronted for the first time with the fact that the Central Intelligence Agency had carried out a bizarre series of behavior modification and mind control experiments on unwitting citizens.
Super secret Project MK Ultra, as it was called.
Experiments funded by the CIA.
More extensive than the agency had admitted.
It proved to be one of the most bizarre episodes in CIA history.
Some 20 years earlier, as World War II ended and the Cold War began, CIA Director Alan Dulles signed off on Project MK Ultra in what he referred to as the battle for the minds of men.
The first thing that needs to be said is it's an experimental procedure.
We see here the possibility for direct physical manipulation of the mind.
The master control for the whole body resides in the brain.
The patients were definitely changed.
No, it doesn't hurt to stimulate the brain.
Ready, on?
I had a dream I wasn't here.
Behind it all, in the background, with the rise of technology, the black box of the brain became a target of scientific deconstruction.
The mind, in contradistinction to brain and behavior, emerged in the 1950s as a legitimate object of experimental research.
What kind of a machine is man? I'm very curious to know just how far we can push this human operator.
And the neuron emerged as the smallest unit separating man from his external reality.
The world about us is accessible only through a nervous system.
The how of using our senses is a deeply concealed body of knowledge.
Decades of work was converging on the threshold of a vast, far-reaching, covert agenda.
Delgado has remote control of the animal.
The electrical stimulator in the skull responds to radio stimulation. The bull becomes non-aggressive.
Does it tamper with mind?
Aggression can be evoked or inhibited.
The violence must be stopped quickly, finally, and permanently.
And this shows that anyone has a right to do that.
The VA records showed him to be entirely normal. His brain waves were normal. He was normal. And then they took him and put him in their project.
Can you tell me if there's any change in health? Can you tell me if there's any change in health?
He was lying in bed. His head was covered with a tent of newspapers. He was in terror. He said, "Doctors from Boston are trying to get my brain."
Where science and secrecy merge.
The aim is controlling an individual to the point where he will do our bidding against his will.
The minds of men.
One thing to realize about systems is how they are controlled. And we must get rid of any notion straight away that control is something imposed on the system from outside. It has to be built into it.
Now from that, drop two bombs on that. Now from that little 3 minutes of some change, it's a 3-hour documentary. I sent it to some of y'all already. Let me let y'all know, everything you see now from the Buffalo shooter to different shootings, we just had the big Parkland case here where the cop just got off for not going in to help Parkland, Florida school. All this is being sent by people. They the ones that made the movie The Manchurian Candidate, the CIA did. They had Hollywood make the movie to show, so they have to tell you, look, we do this, but we can't come out with it. And that Manchurian Candidate movie, watch the first one, then Black and White. I think, what's the famous white man? Just look up the first one, and then Denzel did the latter one. And they've been showing you, now this way more advanced now, rioters, that's what they want. They want the kids that you and all the parents that put your kids on psychotropics, they have already gotten them. So you didn't know the repercussions of what you were doing because you were thinking cash flow because money rules. You know, all that rap shit y'all listen to, cash roll, cream, got to get the money, all MLK Ultra. You think they was going to put them in their studios to give the truth. They put them in the studios to give you cybernetics. It's called cybernetics. Look up the own. You ain't got to look it up no more. I just gave you the damn documentary. Easy. Why you think the Ku Klux Klan and all the so-called black separatist groups are financed. They can't get together as mean as they are toward each other. You think a black group that can't even stand their own self, can't stand the leaders, go actually maintain? You see, it's a joke. They didn't do anything. It was all a joke, a hoax. A hoax on a level of distortion. Because guess what? Why, this was going on. This was done before the civil rights movement. In this documentary, they show you how that was going to be used in MLK. It's actually MLK Ultra. Should be called that. I mean, they said it, but they destroyed so many of the books. Just like they claimed they destroyed all these great Bible story books. Everybody, you know, oh, the lost books. Well, who destroyed them? That's called 101 rulership. Don't make no difference what color you are. 101. Mean that if I want to keep control over you, I got to keep you pretty much dumb. And that's being done in your own households. People who want to rule over you in your own households will consider you to be threatening. They try to keep you dumb. They try to keep you dumb. So now I'm going to play this one thing right here for you. And then we're going to get busy. This is a neo-Nazi talking about a historic figure.
Now let's put the subject of the Negro. Communism lies to the Negro. They say, we're for you. We sympathize with you. Yes. Our heart breaks for you. And then they use him viciously to destroy society and destroy civilization. They don't help him. Most Negroes are getting wise to this. The communists go in there and they use the Negro ruthlessly and viciously to destroy society, destroy the Negro, destroy everybody. And what does democracy do? Democracy, boy, what they preach. But I live right there in Washington, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and I can tell you that the ones that do the biggest preaching about mixing with the Negroes, those are the ones that live down there in the places where they can't even drive in there. They're not allowed anywhere near. Their kids don't go to Negro schools. They have nothing to do with them. It's pure hypocrisy, just as rotten as the communists. In fact, maybe more rotten. Democracy and communism in these respects are exactly the same. Nazism says to the Negro, we don't want to hurt you, we don't want to persecute you, but we feel that you're not culturally as mature as we are. We don't want you to live right next door to us. We tell the truth to the Negro. And most of you people, white people, if you're perfectly honest, will say that that's the truth. And you all know it. And yet when you get next to a Negro, you're afraid to tell him that. You're afraid you want to be real sociable and nice, so you lie to him. And all this does is hurt him and hurt you. There is one great Negro leader that I admire, and I understand that I hope I can be helpful in getting him here, and that's either Elijah Muhammad or Malcolm X. Now, these are great leaders. I wish to God we had one right leader of the stature of Malcolm X, just one, in our government. If you don't believe me, you wait till he stands up here and talks to you. That's a man. When you see that man, you'll see a man that'll stand up and talk to you, right up to you, square and fair. He won't cringe or kowtow or black tom or anything else, and neither will he be arrogant. He's a man and he's a leader. Now, those are the kind of leaders that the Negro people need, not Arthur Spingarn of the NAACP or Marvin Rich. Of course, neither one of them who are black. As I say, I'm not going to go into any of the further details, but the Negro people need leadership by their own people. And they got them. Good leaders. And if we will back Elijah Muhammad and his type of leader, you will see the race problem solved. And that's what the Nazis say. Now, I could go, I've got some more here, but I haven't got time to go into all of them. What I'm trying to show you is that on every single point you take, economics, women, any other things that I've gone into, race, spiritual ideas, business, communism, and democracy are basically the same thing. They talk a little different, but they do the same thing.
I'm not trying to do this, so I can't do both. Okay.
Well, the only difference is democracy is a little bit more hypocritical about it. They have euphemism.
Now, that is the neo-Nazi Norman Rockwell. And you see that while they're doing it, MLK Ultra, these were the leaders of that time. Trying to get some perspective today. Just remember, that's the nation being praised by a neo-Nazi, Norman Rockwell. Now that's strange, ain't it? We don't get that. We don't hear that. So then why would y'all be upset with the neo-Nazi black people? You should be like embracing their cause if he was for real. Wouldn't that be true? If the neo-Nazis talk, he always said, this is a man. And then he named the NAACP, Spingall, who's not black, who's Kazarian, and he mentioned Kor Kazarian. Come on, everybody. Come on. They do have your minds. All you think that was just a legitimate organization, you out there doing this, you have been under brain control. I've got so much more, so we're going to open the door and let you in. 8554, we about to get high up in here. It's no way. No way. They can't see this. It's impossible. Go ahead. You on the line.
Shit, it's already hot down there. It's almost 90 degrees.
Yeah, it is. We in Miami, baby. It's beautiful. Rain ain't coming. The beaches are hot.
Yeah, go ahead. Now check it, though. Check it. I don't know if people was paying attention to that so-called sales storm they had down here in this region last week. It knocked out the internet. It knocked out a lot of the phone service. My service got knocked out pretty much all day yesterday because, quote-unquote, fiber cuts. And it was so bad. Electricity was out basically in most of the towns outside of Memphis, give it maybe 10, 15, 20 miles. And it just made you think for a minute, what if a real catastrophe hit, what would you really do? Because you're one of the few people I know that's actually been through one.
I'm going to tell you, go ahead. We always talk about it. I keep telling people, you don't know what
right,
you're like.
Right, and it makes you think. And then, like, with the younger people who's all stuck up, like I said, it's not a slight against them, but, like, people who really depend and live and die by that Wi-Fi and the internet. And if we talked about this on shows before, if you end up losing that capability of getting on the internet, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, me and you, well, I know you might be a little bit older than me, but we grew up in an era where there was no internet.
Yeah, we grew up with no, right. If you're not
outside and play, if anything. Yep. We wouldn't sit up there live streaming on YouTube for 12, 13, 14 hours and no bullshit like that.
Nah, man, we ain't nothing about that.
Right.
We outside playing tackle, jump, all kind of shit, jumping off the roof.
Right, we created stuff, but like I said, I don't want to go deep into that. But now, you were talking about mind control and brainwashing, and I want to throw in a little bit of shock treatment. Go back, if people haven't seen it already, you want to see a good example of mind control and shock treatment and how it affects a person and gets them to do all types of crazy shit like killing and murdering people.
Yeah.
Go to Marvel. Go watch Captain America Winter Soldier and Captain America Civil War.
Check that one. Check it out.
Mm. Bucky Barnes, U.S. Army soldier.
Yeah.
Got captured by a group called Hydra.
Mm-hmm.
The symbol was the octopus.
Yes.
Same symbol as the one used in Spectre in the James Bond movies.
Correct.
And look at the connection between that.
Now, we've seen the new James Bond movie that y'all, because, you know, I'm late on sometimes movies. I actually seen it where they had my sister from The Woman King. She was a new Bond. And it's like a duality role. But I see what they was trying to.
Lashana Lynch.
Yeah, I like her. She's a beautiful sister. All I can say is, did you see the premise? The premise was a biological weapon. So that right there tells you the construct of what the actual mind controllers are doing. And I want y'all to know, on that videotape, if I put it on WhatsApp because it was easier to put it on for everybody individually. I use WhatsApp because it goes to y'all individually. I'm going to try to get you that, man. You got to see this. I think you said you already seen some of that already. But the thing about this is the country was Canada, y'all. Canada. Canada is the country that they did these experiments and was given funding from the CIA to go to Canada. So y'all better look this up and get ready for a bombshell.
And what we've been saying about Canada, Canada is Carnadion, the embodiment of the daughter of Osiris, the sun god, Amun-Ra, or sometimes Hathor, who is the mother of the pharaoh or wife of Ra. One more thing about the CIA in the connection with the Committee of 300. Now, it says here, the RAND Research and Development Corporation. Without a doubt, RAND is the think tank most beholden to the Tavistock Institute and recently the IRA's most prestigious vehicle for control of the United States policy at every level. Specifically, RAND policies that became operative include our ICBM program, prime analysis for the U.S. foreign policy making, instigator of space programs, U.S. nuclear policies, corporate analysis, hundreds of projects for the military, the Central Intelligence Agency in relation to the use of mind-altering drugs like Piatoke, LSD, the covert MK Ultra Corporation, which lasted for over 20 years, which I think, like I said, they still in effect today. Some of RAND's clients include the following: American Telephone and Telegraph Company, AT&T, Chase Manhattan Bank, International Business Machines, IBM, the National Science Foundation, the Republican Party, TRW, U.S. Air Force, U.S. Department of Energy, and U.S. Department of Health. They're all working
together. That's the part that people seem to, and here's the key there, my brother. And you know, we talk about this all. You know, to do this, you need human beings in these jobs. So is the human being corrupted based on these jobs? Because a human being gets these jobs, especially these new IRS agents, who it could be your family member. Imagine how you will see these people transform into a super state thinking. They super state thinkers. They mean that they brainwash them to believe everything's done for the state. Everything's done for this country. And so they get you in a frenzy to go berserk. And so by you go berserk for that ideology, you become an enemy to another ideology. They do this on purpose, y'all. This is like chess game. And so you're absolutely right that these groups, Republican Party, look at it, they just got booed. Lindsey Graham, everybody, in South Carolina. Trump was in South Carolina, and Lindsey Graham came on. His hometown booed him. Go online and look it up. Booed him profusely. I mean, he was, like, embarrassed. He had to keep stuck. He was stuck because he kept saying the same thing for over a minute. The same word. Okay, thank y'all. Calm down. He said that for over a minute. And then I said, this is a rhino. This one of them people. Now, a lot of them are in it. And because of that, the Nazi Party, the Republican Party, which is called the neocons, everybody, look it up, George Bush and them, they had German Nazi affiliation. These experiments are done by most. If you look, when y'all go on this tape, I'm not saying it. The people who produced this showed there were only white people. Now, these are the people who took on the knighthood of the white supremacy order. You don't need a bunch of people. The rest of the rights are guinea pigs. But this order, this small group, women included, decided they were going to be the judge and juror of the Western Hemisphere based on Anglo-Saxon process.
And the esoteric meaning of Germany means the brotherhood, a.k.a. Germain, G-E-R-M-A-I-N, which means frater in Latin, short for fraternity. Fraternity of brothers who are related to each other, like mesh of a chain where it means all for one for all, through initiatory knowledge, initiation based on levels of knowledge, a.k.a. Frita, F-I-R-I-T-A, Fritz, Semitic, which means to deceive, Everett, which in in Hebrew means, i.e., to deceive or
and
deceptive
so does NASA,
or deception.
NASA, I put it on today, NASA in Hebrew means deceive, NASA. NASA,
mm-hmm.
Space Agency. So we're going to get busy. Say, wait a minute, give me some more callers. I'm about to get you. I told you. And those of you in the housing, my man, I'm looking for you, my brother Esquire, please give me a call because we told you they're going to come after you for not paying your rent during COVID. Watch. Okay, let me go to 1-877. You on the air? 1-877. 1-877. Okay. I go to 1-6-1-6-5-4. 1-6-5-4. 1-6-5-4. Y'all got your hands up.
Oh, it's me, Dribbles. I'm sorry. I meant to take myself off.
Okay, stay with me, though. I got internet. You said something I couldn't see. What's the link? Name the link. What the link name is? I can't. You know, I'm going back and forth. What's the link name?
It's the Poindexter History. It's of Gus Poindexter. He made the cure for malaria.
Check that out. Made the cure for malaria, yet they threatening with Bill Gates claiming mosquitoes are causing outbreaks in Texas and Florida. Y'all better look it up. But I put modified mosquitoes. A year ago, they let loose the mosquitoes in the Everglades and in the Key West area. And it's Friday. So there you go. I'll get that link up if you can. Antoinette, Wednesday night, she go over there. Brother Eddie, they rolling. I'm telling y'all. Let me go to 6661.
Hey, what's up, brother? Good to see you. Good to be in the good energy.
Yes, man. What's up, my brother? Always, you know that. Come on.
Amen.
If this ain't Jack Bauer, I don't know what is.
hey. The script was already written. You know, it's up to us to pick up where the script left off. But MLK Ultra, you know. It never stopped. It spun off to, this was like in relation to Majestic 12, you know, where they had an operation Majestic 12 where these high level, it was 12 of them, you know, Dulles, that Dulles bloodline, Skull and Bones. Timothy Good wrote about it in this book called Above Top Secret, where they came together and they, this is the military complex that's really running this whole cabal right here, along with the corporatocracy. And mm-hmm. See, when Lindsey Graham got booed, Lindsey is a neocon. He was gung-ho for pushing the Ukraine thing, which is nothing but the money payoff, the payout
wow.
for this
wow.
high-level shake down what this deep state is going through, MOB, and the real MOB, money over everything, the cartel, you know, the bloodlines. But, see, we've been caught in the state, those who vote, Dr. Claude Anderson say, we always should have been independent. Those who vote along that Democratic affiliation,
right.
But if you
right.
look at the Democratic Party, they were known as the real ones, the Dixiecrat, the pork choppers. They were known as the pork choppers. Those
pork
real
choppers.
Southern, yeah, they were known as the real segregationists. But they came in two forms. They came like the Dixiecrats were the real Strom Thurmonds and the Joe Biden. See, they use that Hegelian, liberal Hegelian dialect. You know, Joe Biden used it. Bill Clinton used it with the saxophone. He came off as the brother who could play the notes like a true
yeah.
brother, a saxman. And
right.
Joe Biden used it. His rhetoric comes off as this elderly statesman who, you know, can relate to everything, but his
right.
policies are destroying your pockets You know, he instead of using the trickle down, he tried to go into Reaganomics. But this thing, what we're going through is high taxation, more regulation. You go from $1.49 gas to almost damn near $5, but you're talking about Bidenomics. So, no, you don't have to like me as a person, but I miss your policies, and I love the policies that were before because your pockets saw that fiat. But as I spoke with this millionaire, this brother that's from Ohio that told me how the game going, it's not going to crash just yet. Like the brother, I thought about the brother who was always talk about the Bitcoin, but he said they're going to let it ride out now. They're dumping off everything, and this shit going to turn into, like the brothers say, Bitcoin, then and the gold and silver. He spoke about that. Gold is rising high, but they're transitioning. Those could take the ride, going to take the ride. But you, as you see, and I've sat in on board meetings, any states, government, local municipalities that are receiving this capital infrastructure funding that they're giving now, your cities from San Francisco, like we see in Chicago, Atlanta, Georgia, and they're trying to put it in Florida, but, you know, he's fighting the fight. Even though it's questions on DeSantis saying, is he Soros back, you know, skull and bones, you know. Yeah. They're putting the money on the pony now. So, bro, like you've been talking, this thing is getting down to economics. And we see it. Once, like Dr. Claude Anderson said, 7+ million new economic. And you look around and you see the people around you. It's a whole totally different perspective down to the Grove. When we ride through, these homes are being built like compound, like damn, this compound infrastructure that they putting in, what are they seeing that we don't see? When the shit goes down and you need to get in during that purge and you don't have that compound structure with the impact windows and, they got to practically climb to the top of the tower just to get in, to be saved. If you think about it, like you spoke on the last show.
Yeah, and they got the grocery stores.
They know it's going to,
They got grocery stores underneath them.
Yeah, we're heading towards that. And,
let me go there. Let's go with that. Let's go with that purpose because I'm telling you. Those of you who did not realize, because many of you don't look this up, we know that already. The statistics prove it. If you are out of the statistics of not looking shit up, you are V for Vendetta. You have beat the system. Let's go with that, where if your state has gotten the Biden funds for infrastructure, you didn't read it. You didn't read it, obviously. Because
if they're getting the funding, they're already locked in for the Green New Deal agenda. Various programs from Miami to Fort Lauderdale, and I'm just speaking statewide, Miami to Fort Lauderdale and other municipalities where they have, where through the towers, they have these drop shooters, spot shooters. And if any gunfire goes off or whatever, they're able to tell you what type of bullet it was, what gun it came from, was that gun dirty, what municipality is going to respond, how many they're going to send
They already know. Wow.
Yeah, they're already locked in. Yeah. And they're doing it through the phone companies, AT&T, whatever, you name it, locked in.
Hold on, because this is not just, now I told you each region, because I'm still in the 10-region plan. I never left that because no president, including Trump, has destroyed that plan. That plan is still in effect.
Right.
So every 10 regions, I told you it's the Hunger Games. Your region, because right now, and I'm going to tell y'all something right now. I'm going to tell y'all before we get, stay with us, everybody's on the line. I'm going to give some more calls, but stay with us. This affirmative action, this is done on purpose. Because everybody I ask, I'm going to give it to you on the show. Those of you for the first time knowing, like all of a sudden that came out of, it was the Chinese. The Chinese students said they were being discriminated against because they had to say they were black to get the benefits. Isn't that strange? Now, where's the NAACP? Wow. See, they're playing the black folks real good. They got y'all looking like vermin. I told you what France said. Vermin means that you look like goddamn stupid right now, because here it is, you getting mad and you're going to be shouting out white people and all this bullshit, which you're going to normally do, and you ain't got no answer why the Chinese filed that. How come the NAACP lawyers didn't tell you the Chinese filed that?
And talk about how the Supreme Court came back on Biden with some student loans back to back.
Oh,
that ain't no
back
accident.
That ain't no accident. Back to back, same week, no student loans. So I'm telling y'all got to be the biggest vermin on the planet right now.
And if they overturn, they black people or people of color should be cheering the decision, because if they overturn affirmative action, then that erases your chances, like job interviews, whatever.
Yeah.
If they are considered the minority, depending on who's interviewing, say like three blacks, two whites, and one Asian, he becomes a minority. They got to hire because he's a minority.
Hey, this funny. And then I go look up who owns the debt. I say the two people own the debt, Japan and Asia and China. These are two Asian countries that hold your bonds, everybody. And y'all, let me get some more. Stay with me. I told y'all. We about to get hot over here. Y'all playing with us. Y'all playing the wrong game today. 7-6. It's
right.
4th of July, too. It's the 4th of July. It's hotter than July. Thank you, Stevie Wonder. And guess what? It's the highest that the sun comes. So y'all get ready. I'm going to get some more calls. 7-6-9-6.
My phone, I'm just listening right now. I'll jump back in. Let me say.
All right. I'll get you in there. Just put yourself back on mute. I'm going to take you out. Let me go to 404007.
Hey. What's up, Dry Bones?
Yes.
Tariq here.
You got the West Coast.
And the West Coast has been out here all these years telling y'all about MK Ultra, not MLK. MK Ultra, Mind Control Ultra, that came here in 1944. With the Nazis, that Rosenfeld and Stalin and Churchill and all the rest of them agreed with the Nazis and let them spread themselves all over the planet. Now, since 1944, Operation Paperclip, Operation Mockingbird, and that's what you got to know, because Operation Mockingbird is what they got most people under. You think you know this, you believe you this and that. And they got you with your head all up your behind. And in the meantime, they got a gun at your head. See, yeah. So I've been teaching this for, I remember I happened to click on your show this morning too early and got Antoinette's show. And so that's that show I came out with when I was on in 2019 with the Joker about it's just a mask. It's for the greater good. It's just a vaccine. It's just for the greater good. Yeah.
I've been teaching
this since the beginning of this thing. I've been telling people this is the mind control, and they put this in control in this country 1944. We have had all of these years they've been practicing on your behind. That's what's going on. And now they got it so sophisticated that most of us can't even spell the thing properly. See, we don't know grammar. We don't know rhetoric. We don't know logic. We act like we act like our ancestors didn't give nothing to the world, and here we are under mind control ultra 2023.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I got you. You have a statement. Now, 1953. Do you remember that era? How old were you? Okay. Now, this was done. This was done. Now, you tell me. You ain't got no clue that they even planned this at all. And now that you at this age, I mean, don't you find like 1953, they come up with this MLK Ultra Klan, Dulles Airport.
Yeah.
How was y'all feeling at that era when you was in high school? Tell me what y'all felt like. I know white supremacy probably was rolling.
We were just coming out of this whole thing about white supremacy and learning about, you know, the Klan and the story of the South. But see, we have been so manipulated, and as you were talking about earlier, dumbed down, made to be stupid, so that you can't even make a decision that's going to benefit yourself. You're only going to make decisions that help them.
Right.
That's what MK Ultra is all about. That's what Operation Mockingbird is all about, to get you in their realm and to keep you there so you don't know what you're doing. You don't never know what's going on with you. You can't.
Never know.
See? Okay. Yeah, you can't. And that's why George Bush and Prescott Bush and all the way down from there, they've been pushing the Nazi agenda in this country. And they have been running our rear end into the ground. That's what they're doing. And we buy it. We accept it. We consent to it. And therefore, it is. That's the language. Come on, folks. If you don't know the language, then they got you. If you don't know grammar, you don't know rhetoric, you don't know logic, they got you.
They got you. Yeah, I like how you put it. Rhetoric,
because
logic,
that's our stuff. That's our stuff. We don't know this. That's our stuff. We gave this to the world. Why don't we use it? That's the thing that I'm frustrated about that.
That gives us hope, because as an elder, older than all of us, older than me for sure, and a few more on here, and the fact that you can see gives me hope. To see that, damn, if he see it, he seen it, and you've seen it before I did, so now, and when I caught up to you, we all start to see together. Now, my thing with this is, now, because of the high concentration of what I considered weapons of war, silent weapons of war, where we don't even...
Silent weapons for quiet wars.
Yeah.
Silent weapons for quiet wars.
We act like we don't care about these... like, for instance, I went and seen my state, New York State, all through the South. I went to do the trip all the way up. They chemtrailed the whole every state I've seen. I've seen 8 states.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't making this up. Every state we was at. I'm trying to figure out why we don't even – we was questioning it at one time, but now it becomes – now it's normal. So, do you see,
right.
To me, they seem like they normalize behavior by doing
–
now, if you – I'm going to send you – I think – I don't know if I sent that to you, Brother Tariq, on my – and I'd like for you to critique that and come back to us on some of them things, because they got the whole money trail and they got the whole group of people that's involved.
Right.
And I'm asking you now, I played Norman Rockwell, who was a neo-Nazi.
Norman Rockwell, that was awesome. See?
Yeah.
That shows you right there that
you think
one way, but they got the whole situation the other way around. See, they got you bass backwards, always bass backwards. That's the whole thing. As long as you're bass backwards, then they got you. They don't worry about you. Yeah.
Right. And I'm loving this program today. Now, hold tight, y'all. Y'all don't have to mute. I ain't going to mute you. I'm going to keep all y'all in the line. I got 3364. I got 9927 and 90. And I'm looking for my brother. There you go. I got you. There you go. I see you. I'm going to bring y'all on after this. Now, I'm playing this because Justice Roberts, who many say was elected, put in place by someone. Put yourself on mute if y'all moving to do a lot of moving around, because we can hear you. Back, I don't mind y'all doing what you do, but just mute yourself and then come back when you on the silent pose. Justice Roberts, who many people say, oh, he's not a Democrat. He's a rhino. It's a few others. I know y'all hate Clarence Thomas, but see, Clarence Thomas saved your gun rights. See, if you really look up the opinions, they call, of these so-called Supreme Court worshipers of Saturn, because that's why they wear black robes. They worship Saturn, and because you don't read their opinions, he saved your gun laws. Oh, it was Thomas. Yeah, so I don't see how I could believe a bunch of dummies who don't even read, and I'm supposed to jump on y'all bandwagon. But I'm gonna shock the whole all y'all. See, this is how I know they gonna microchip everybody.
See, people upset with him because, and it's stupid. Oh, he's married to a white woman, so that means he ain't for black people.
Right,
that's the argument you hear from a lot of people all the time.
And then I got pictures. I'm gonna do a sex show soon, and when I do the sex show, y'all gonna be shutting up because I got pictures for black statues of being fucked to death by white women. So I'm gonna do a show on this stuff. We can shut that foolishness up. But here's a clip, y'all. Listen what Joe Biden asks Thomas, Justice Thomas. Think about what this man is asking this man he going to rule on. He already, I'm going to tell you right now, they already going this direction. He said they broke up the affirmative action. They broke up the so-called student loans. And then this is going to be the biggest thing ever because Elon Musk now got the money and the backing to put the Neuralink in human beings. Listen carefully. This is old. This is how they warned you. Look, he was young when he said this. That's when Justice Thomas just got in. Listen to what he's going to tell him. He's going to have to judge on.
Our constitutional journey did not stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make. Judge, that's why this is a critical moment. There are elected officials in this government, such as Mr. DeLay, a fine, honorable, patriotic man, and others, who have been unsuccessful at implementing their agenda in the elected branches. So they've now poured their energies, as the left would if it were different, they've now poured their energies and resources into trying to change the court's view of the Constitution. And now they have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Now, this is Joe Biden talking to Justice, not Clarence Thomas, Justice the white one. He says you're going to rule on this.
Alito.
Not Alito. Nope. It was a white one.
No,
white
not
one.
Alito. Yeah. Oh.
The justice, everybody don't like his ass now, Justice Thomas. It'll come to me in a minute. But those of you, he's a white, so-called conservative one, but he's not. Let me see. I just want y'all to look him up. Now, this was when he first got
you
elected.
Talking about the one they nicknamed Opie?
Yeah, that one. Him, yeah.
That's Roberts, ain't it?
Justice Roberts. Thank you, man. He was talking to Justice Roberts. That was Joe Biden talking to Justice Roberts when he first got brought into his rulership. And he said, you're going to be making an assumption on brain scanners to see if you got criminality. This is Joe Biden now talking. Now, you've got to ask yourself, Joe Biden, now, what is he doing? He's promoting that now. See, y'all have got, that's why I know. Now, according to this videotape that we got, it said that MLK Ultra will be able to wipe your memory. That's why you can't remember shit, everybody. Don't tell me you ain't been brainwashed. Most people can't remember shit. And they can't remember what they're going to get to eat next week. They don't remember how to pay a bill. They don't remember something. Just think about who you're dealing with, your own family. Can't remember nothing. And you telling me, a man who was now, he's your president. A man who's your president right now said you're going to be ruling on brain scanners and microchipping you. And you okay with this? Black folks, prepare for the purge. Let me get my man. I got my brother here, Rob Esquire. He coming on. I'm bringing you right on. I told you on time. Do everything on time. And I know your time is precious. And he going to talk to you a little bit about real estate, those you are renting and all that. Because remember he came on some years ago during COVID and told everybody, that they're going to come after you eventually for not paying your rent during that time. And lo and behold, I get calls from people now. They come in, they asking me, what you want me to do? You don't listen to a person who warns you about impending danger, then you don't deserve to be heard. Because what prophets do, they warn you about impending dangers. So this man prophesied about, because he's in that field. And he told you they're going to come get you. They're going to come get all you for PPP. See, y'all love Biden so much, I don't care what you believe in. I'm telling you policy. You don't put the IRS in power for and with weapons. Ask yourself, what president, if you think you know history so good, what president empowered now they got the people come for the IRS got weapons now, military weapons. So guess what? I can't say for now, but I think they're going to force you out your houses if you don't wake up soon. Let me bring up my man, I call it a warning for all y'all out there in real estate when it comes to renting, housing discrimination. He been there for a lot of people here, gave me a lot of knowledge, and I'm still talking to him to this day because guess what? I know good people. And my man, Brother Robert, you with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good, man. I know your time is precious.
Okay.
I'm so happy to have you. You've been here before, so you're like a family member. So let's kick it to him. You first go and tell them how you warned them about not paying, and then tell them what may happen and what you see coming.
Hey, well, I just want to say thank you, Dry Bones, as always, for the opportunity to be here. I appreciate that introduction, but I don't hold myself out to be like some prophet or whatever. But
hey,
I do know that
you warned them. You warned them.
I do know that people try to take advantage of situations and not necessarily even take advantage in a bad way. It's just that when COVID set in, a lot of people heard rent relief and their minds went to, oh, I don't have to pay it. Like, I won't have to pay it. You know, like they jumped from I don't to I will never have to pay it. And I just had to warn people about that. And incidentally, something along those lines that I want to mention to people. Oh, first of all, I guess my name is Rob Collins. I work at Hope Incorporated. We fight discrimination in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. I'm a lawyer. We tell people about their rights. If somebody thinks they're facing discrimination, they can call us, and everything we do is free. If you want to find information about us, just Google Housing Discrimination Miami or Housing Discrimination Broward or Housing Discrimination Fort Lauderdale, because we cover all of Miami-Dade and Broward, so Hope Incorporated will come up if you Google Housing Discrimination Miami. But anyway, something else that's happening now along the same lines, actually, is that people are learning that if you have a slumlord, that you can withhold your rent. Like there's law, in Florida, by the way, sorry for everybody listening nationwide, I'm only talking about Florida law, because landlord-tenant housing law, that's Florida law. If you're not in Florida, I encourage you to reach out to some resources in your state to find out what the laws are. But in Florida, you can withhold your rent if you're being made to live in like slum conditions, like unlivable, or even just like conditions you don't want to be living in. Even if you can live there, but you don't want to. If it's stuff that the landlord is responsible for, you can withhold your rent. That is your power over the landlord, is your rent money. But just like the COVID relief money, you will eventually have to pay it. And I think it's just valuable for people to recognize that. First of all,
Absolutely.
I should say, yeah, if you're going to withhold your rent, by the way, you can't just decide to stop paying. There's a process that you have to go through. Where you have to send a letter that specifies the conditions that you want to have changed. And then once you've done that the legit way, and you have to be caught up with your rent at that point. So as long as you're caught up with your rent and you specify in a certified letter, you can show, you know, certified letter just shows that the landlord definitely is on notice of your intention to withhold your rent, then you can go ahead and do that. But you will owe the money back later. That is important to know. And I would say if you really want a step-by-step, you can Google rent or If you're in Miami, you can call Legal Services of Miami, Legal Services of Greater Miami. They deal with more landlord-tenant, where we deal with more discrimination. Or if you're in Broward, you could reach out to Broward County, Legal Aid Services of Broward County. But anyway. So anyway, I just want to say that have power. Yeah, you have power, and your rent money is your power. You don't have to put up with these landlords who aren't taking care of anything. But just know right. that, as we've been, as you mentioned, as Dry Bones mentioned, you will have to pay that money back. So don't just go spend it. You know, keep a hold of it. And
that's where the problem coming in. I'm glad you said that, because it makes me realize how instructive that people need to learn how to actually receive the rights that they have through the proper means. Because, yeah, you got the rights that will hold it, but if you don't go through A, B, and C, you're going to get it. And so basically it's a process that – and you brought that process to fruition back in the day when we was as we get more to what we're doing in the housing, can you speak on what you see as far as how the building in the real estate of renting is? Have you seen for those who want to come to Miami, because everybody loves Miami, believe it. We got everybody coming here. How do you see the housing market in as far as in this next five-year projection?
You know, the story is the same as it always is. Renters are having to compete with skyrocketing rents, because unlike some other places in the country, we do not have rent control here. And so renters are having to deal with skyrocketing rent, or just conversion of rental properties into sale properties. So they're not even for rent anymore. You have to buy it because that those landlords or those owners are trying to cash out. They're seeing like the opportunity, and they're saying, hey, I could keep managing this place and deal with the headache of having tenants or all that, or I could just get a lump sum right now and be done with it. So a lot of renters are dealing with those things. And then, of course, buyers are competing with all those people that you just said, you know, all those people who are attracted to come to Florida. A lot of them are coming with property to buy a property outright with cash. And so somebody trying to get a conventional loan, or even somebody, especially somebody trying to go with like an FHA loan or a subsidized loan, you cannot compete with cash. And, you know, I've heard sellers say.
Yeah, you can't compete with cash. Yeah, go ahead.
You can. And I've heard sellers say that sellers will say, you know, I do want to have a family live here. My family lived here. It was great, blah, blah, blah. But it's just so much easier. It's a much shorter process for me as a seller. It's just much easier for me to just have somebody pay me outright, and I'm done too. You know, and sometimes when families, and this happens a lot in Miami with the population, a lot of people moved here as seniors. When these properties, when people pass away, you know, tragically, whatever, when their heirs get the property and it's part of the estate, a lot of those heirs, they already have their setup in Orlando, or maybe even somewhere else in Miami, or maybe in another state, maybe in Atlanta, maybe in New York City. They're not trying to move down here into that house. They just want the money. And if you live out of state, or if you live, even if you live in Miami, but you got a job and you got kids, whatever, you don't have time for FHA loans and even conventional loans. A lot of those people who are inheriting these properties from seniors who are passing away, they are just like, oh, I'm going to take cash too. Let me be done with this. Like, this is just one fewer thing I'll have to worry about.
Right. Get the cash and cash out. Yep.
And you have these people who are really wealthy in certain sectors who are going to move in and buy these houses, but you also have probably even a greater extent of people who never intend to move in, and they are very wealthy. They intend to use it as an investment. And actually, I like how a friend of mine said it on a talk the other day. He said that in Miami, housing is a commodity. And I hadn't really thought about that. You know, like shelter, you know, in the ancient days, shelter was just a place over your head to protect you from the elements and from theft and from predators. But now housing is something to be bought and sold. And there are so many people who own individuals, not even businesses, individuals, who own dozens of properties that they never intend to live in or and have shelter in. They only intend to use it to make money. And unfortunately, the way the laws are set up, the way the laws are set up in Florida really encourages that. Like, you can really cash out. And even, sadly, some of these opportunity zones or whatever that Ben Carson was kind of putting in place when he was the HUD secretary, they were supposed to incentivize people to develop in low-income communities. But the only people taking advantage of that are the people who can afford to develop in low-income communities. You know, so,
exactly.
So if you have a community, if you have a low-income community, those tenants aren't all of a sudden real estate moguls. Those tenants aren't all of a sudden contracting to build buildings. It's rich people who are taking advantage of that.
So it's just a word. It's just a word to make you believe that it sounds appealing to.
That's right. That's exactly
right. Now, let's go with it because, you know, you are here. We get your perspective. Now, most of what I got here, the black experience as far as businesses, is to me, is gone. I mean, I've been in Miami for over 30 years, and I watched a whole litany of people just, I mean, it seemed like they, let me ask you something about this, because is there a plan, because I noticed that the sector of between the ratio of black, Hispanic, and white, it seemed like Broward County got most of the black right now, and Dade County, to me, is mainly Hispanic, white, and then black. And black, as far as the money game. Let me rephrase that. White, Hispanic, and then black. Because, of course, there are very enclaves of white people who got serious real estate. Now, who owns a lot of these buildings. You say slumlords. Let's go with the area where maybe we would think the slums at. I would think the slums would be in Liberty City, Overtown, Hialeah got slums. In parts of Miami Gardens, who would you say is controlling most of the slum, if you can? I don't want to put you on the spot, but who controls most of the slumlord problems that you have faced in these two, Broward County and Dade County?
You know, I couldn't identify individuals just because
by ethnic ethnicity, because, of course, we don't want individually because we don't know these people, but just by what you hear by complaint-wise, and so forth. Who are the major ethnic groups?
Hey, you know what? That's a great question. And in all honesty, I would find number one, it's corporations. So number one, it's businesses who may be owned by whoever they're owned by. Some of them aren't even in the state at all. Those neighborhoods you just talked about. So number one, it's corporations, and those people can be any color. Let's just be real. People see an opportunity to take advantage of somebody else, and they don't care if that somebody else is from their same neighborhood growing up. Like, if people see an opportunity, it doesn't matter the color of the predator or the prey. You know, they see an opportunity. In fact, a lot of these predators, if you will, to use that word, or a lot of these slumlords or owners who are screwing over other people, they actually, a lot of them, use the fact that they look the same as the victims. They use that. They say, hey, you know, you're Haitian, I'm Haitian. We wouldn't do that. Hey, I'm black American, you're black American. We got to stick together. I'm Cuban, you're Cuban. We got to stick together. A lot of them use that, in fact. But as it turns out, though, when people come, because I also help out at Legal Services of Greater Miami, when a lot of people have to sue their landlords for various things, a lot of the times, I'm just going to be real. A lot of the times, the people they're suing do look just like them. And part of what got them to move in the first place was, hey, you know what? This is somebody I can trust. Because you know, a lot of people do operate under that guy is the other, so I don't trust them. Yes. And so, yeah, they go with somebody who looks like them, and they think, like we're talking about Clarence Thomas, for example, they think that this person looks a certain way, they're on the team, and then that other person uses that as an opportunity to get a foot in the door, and then they do whatever they want.
Now, I'm glad you made the reality of that, because, see, this is where I consider the brainwashing of that, it's always this one group. No. Most people identify primarily through their own experience,
And again, you'll find that it happens to every ethnic group here in Florida. Now, I don't know how much time you got, but I want to make sure I ask some good questions. Any seminars that you can give to Dade County and Broward? Because unfortunately, they need it. I'm sure there is some things going on here that needs to be addressed, and they need some assistance or guidance. And I'm sure you know you've been providing for quite some time now.
Well, I appreciate you asking, actually. We are going to host something in Miami-Dade, at least. We're going to host something in Miami-Dade. I can say that much because we got some grants to do so. So I know we're going to host something in Miami-Dade before the end of 2023, maybe something in person and something online, like Zoom or whatever. But we haven't said it yet. But we do know we have a grant. We do know it will be sometime before the end of the year. So thank you for asking. And if you don't mind, I'd love to return Dry Bones and throw that out there when we know.
We're going to do that because, again, this is the most lucrative real estate market in the country, everybody. Everybody's
it really
coming.
Is.
Everybody's coming. I see it firsthand. Because you know why? Everybody got to go to the bathroom and drink some water. So we know you're coming. So, hey, man, we appreciate you. Yeah, because that's the first thing you lay is the pipe. You got to lay pipe first before you build it. Before you build anything. So, hey, man.
Well, thank you as always, Dry Bones. Appreciate you. Have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. My brother, Rob Esquire, Hope Incorporated, again, we hope if you got any questions, send them directly through my email, drybone7. I'll send them to y'all, those of you in Dade County. Those of you out of state, he just gave you the idea. If you're doing things, call. All it is a phone call. If you could talk all day on gossip shit and dumb shit all day, don't you think it's easy to find you to talk about your own development? Be easy. I know it's tough because we're doing automation so much now because we're not talking to real people no more. That's on purpose. You don't get that kindness because, again, they got people on the lines. And it's hard to find good people that want to help and generally help people in distress. And I thank my brother as always. All right. We're about to go to another level, y'all. Now, I got some calls. I got 1-877. Got mother, sister. About to bring you in, too. There you go. 9927. Bring y'all two in. I just got to play one more thing before we take a break right quick. We at the top of the hour almost. Where we at? Are we at the top of the hour? Let me see where we at. Okay, we good. We doing good. All right. Again, I want to make this clear. At the top of the hour, those of you in the spiritual world, and when I told you that they use electronics, they're using microwaves and all these different things that y'all, you know, see on the... I just want you to know that cell phone tower. I know many of y'all try to... But Brother Ray Fauntleroy, he is in his spirit. He's seen something in his psyche to say, that's strange that this cell phone tower is very located and strategically placed, different locations so they can bounce off each other. You just heard the brother say, now you can't go because of y'all shooting. See, that's what I'm telling y'all. Y'all create your own police state. See, if you come on the beach where there's lucrative real estate and shoot, now they got no choice but to bring out the new technology for your ass. So you're being placed in a situation where you put your own self in. Because, okay, if you let your children come to the beach with guns and be dumb, and they know, you know they got to come home to a dumb parent, obviously. So if the parents are dumb, the children dumb, they setting up for that. So now they know bullets, where you at. They know your license plate. Been known that. They know every time you go through a toll, been known that. They know from your cell phones, you're bouncing off of them. See, this is already, so when the real deal comes down, when the real martial law, because you ain't been through martial law. See, I have. You ain't never been through martial law. You ain't been through shit, really. But we've been through martial law for over 6 months. Everybody know I ain't making this up in South Florida. I ain't got to make up shit. And I don't think y'all know what it means. See, martial law is complete
Lord, Lori, if you live in Chicago during COVID lockdown, Lori Lightfoot, oh, she meant that shit. Stay your ass out.
Right. And you know, they paid the preachers. They prayed all the preachers. Not all preachers. I won't say all.
Yeah.
But it took about 90% of y'all took the COVID money to shut up because you knew it was a hoax. All funeral directors. Y'all should be questioning them right now. Really, you should. They're getting all that money off death. All this money, and they all
and
on
people
Facebook.
Are still dying from them shots.
Oh,
that
course,
shit
yeah.
is not over with.
They ain't over with. Now, I'm about to take a quick break. I'm going to bring 9927. I'm going to bring 1877 in. I want to hear from y'all because, again, they got the, they, you, if you look at it, I told y'all, affirmative action, a hoax. Been a hoax. Because y'all told me a long time ago that white women was getting most of the affirmative action. I remember that. All them classes I used to go to, the job was stuff. The white woman getting, so the white woman getting all the affirmative action. Okay. Now y'all want to blame the white establishment. Never looked at a court case. It's Chinese. Just like the Patriot Act was written by an Asian person. The Patriot Act was even written by white people. I did a show this on this. How many years ago y'all listening, Joe? I did a show. He Asian. The founder and writer of the Patriot Act is an Asian man. Now, take a quick break. Bring your sisters in back there because, see, they trying to bring you back into the man. Remember, y'all you Moors out there listening. Remember the land of the troglodytes. Y'all been saying troglodytes, but guess what? Before y'all even heard, Jimmy Castor told us. We ain't even need y'all.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen. Cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move, something like this.
Yeah.
We gonna sock it to you, Daddy, right there. The land of the trucker dice. Let me get my sisters out here. 9927. We know.
Hey, resurrection, everyone.
Resurrection.
Ooh, nice topic. Here's a funny scenario. I'm waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, hearing two young people that have children argue about their pussy and their dick. On why you in love with that pussy and not my pussy. And I stopped all that shit because they woke me up. And I let them know, y'all under some serious fucking mind control right now. Do you realize that the chaotic energy that you're putting out here, the enemy is feeding off of it? Hey, resurrection, good morning. And they're feeding off your energy, and your dick and pussy don't mean shit. Because your children is royalty. You need to get your dick, your root chakra, and stop letting them feed off your root chakra and going to your royalties, your brain, and start critical thinking. So this is what I just went off right out the window of my room to shut their fucking asses up. Because you're basically, I'm telling you, you're fucking stupid because you arguing over pussy and dick. Because, I mean, it don't matter.
Wow.
You got licked from head to toe. It doesn't matter. They got AI robot you can fuck. They got clones you can fuck. And you can go fuck a reptilian. And for any other reason, you might be fucking a fucking alien. You don't know who you're fucking. You're just fucking everything, basically. Cut this shit out. It's time for critical fucking thinking out here. All this, that root chakra, you keep feeding the enemy the fucking pussy in the dick. The root chakra. That's chaos. And if you don't realize it, you better start realizing it because your enemy don't give a fuck about you.
Mm.
All they want is your energy. And then they going to cut your body up and use that on for stem cells. Then they going to use your blood. They going to drink that. They don't care. They don't care about none of that shit. They all they care about is what's going to save them. Because basically you're they're killing you to save themselves. But you're not paying attention.
Well, oh, you're killing you. That's like a Jesus.
You can't see beyond that. You can't see beyond that.
They can't see beyond that.
And I told them they got towers set up here to fuck with your frequency. You're made out of liquid. They're going to fuck with your energy liquid, your liquid energy with the cell towers. Your brain got liquid in it. So it's fucking with you. Then you can't outthink the fucking frequencies. You can't control the AI. You can't control the phone that you're on. You can't control shit anymore. You can't create anymore because your brain is stuck in your fucking dick or your pussy. You can't do nothing.
Wow.
That's it. It's over with. You're a walking, talking dead. A zombie. That's what they made their movies about. Because you're walking around in your root chakra and not your crown chakra, not your royalty.
What a good one there.
Basically, that sums it up. And you're not treating your children like royalty. It took me some time to realize that the shit that I did ain't even, that was illogical. You know, so when I do talk about things like this, my kids don't listen to me because of all the illogical shit I did in the past. So when they do start to listen, they either going to listen to an entertainer or, you know what I'm saying? But this is what time it is. You ain't got no land. You ain't got ships. No land, no military, no nothing. All you got is your dick and fucking pussy. That's it.
And that's the root shot. Hold on. Let's go with that because, you know, we going to kick it now. Now, if that's the reason why, then you wonder why everybody that the banksters who is promoting the transgender agenda. I looked at the money game. I told you, I'll go look it up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey,
why not make
a buck while we taking over this world in this secret invasion?
Right.
Because remember, I told you Jack Fury married a motherfucking alien.
Yeah, you said Jack Fury.
So it don't matter.
Marvel.
Yeah. See, when she said that to me, I said, wow. I said, boy, I'm so glad I got y'all on the show. I said, it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't Sunday be boring outside of football.
That's daddy's diet, man. I couldn't stop laughing when I see the big
Now, let's go there. Because, see, again, if y'all watch the video, I'm going to send it to all y'all who request it. Please say, hey, send it to me. I'm doing WhatsApp first because WhatsApp is easy to send it because it's 3 hours. In 3 hours, I'm telling y'all, y'all going to be pretty upset with what took place because this is done during the 40s. They didn't want to tell until they got and busted into 75. And they said everything y'all talk about, from the sex psyops, making they had women getting gang banged off of LSD. They was given a freelance over. See, the government was never supposed to give them free will over the people, but these organizations was able to grab. And guess what they went to first? Prison. That's why the Constitution says you could still be a slave if you got a felony. So if you a felon, they was first to come get you, and you had no power.
Oh yeah, they got them working. I guess in the South, in the cotton fields. If you
seen
a
that?
Prisoner,
you seen it.
You going
seen
to the cotton fields like
you're
a slave.
Going to the cotton field. That's right. Still picking cotton. Now they want you to believe that slavery's done with. I told you Mississippi.
But they love going to jail, though. So mind-controlled that they love shooting each other and wanting to fucking go to jail. And they promoting, it's all propaganda. It's all government agents infiltrated all the gangs. They don't realize that they're being ruled by government agents. Got you stuck in the root chakra where you can't get out, that you committing self-suicide, that you killing each other.
Yeah,
and then
when you do
ass.
Get out of jail, guess what? You got a record deal.
Yeah. Now I want y'all to know something. I told y'all, people don't like what I say sometimes. Well, that's like why I be using this before they take us all off. I told you, there's plenty of Asians out there. I told
wasn't
you,
that Meek Mill.
Yeah, all of them. Meek Mill, Umar, all of them out there who gets taken. Let me tell y'all something, man. Come on, y'all. Come on. You got to lose your heads right here. ASAP Rocky, who was fucking Rihanna. Rihanna, she ain't the greatest singer to me, but she fine. She do her thing. Trump let him out on the same charges as Hunter Biden. What Hunter Biden did is jail time. But ASAP Rocky did the same thing. I hope y'all know Trump. Now, you see how Rihanna was told by the Wiccans.
Kodak Black, too.
Kodak Black. But they was told by the Wiccans, look at the name, Kodak Black. Look at the name. First look up Kodak. You should be, right there should be the spell that's on you. But never mind. Anyway, they put these fools up on the pedestal. Did they get Rihanna? Because she is made allegiance to something else. She ain't when Trump, instead of her saying, Trump helped my husband, you see how she feels about her husband. She a woman queen. And the woman queen and Uganda, they was going to kill their husbands. Yeah, I don't know if y'all watching the movie or y'all just looking at the movie because y'all with women or whatever you with. The movie has a meaning. Those women in the Black Panther was going to kill their husbands if it meant keeping, which my sister say all the time, resurrection. Resurrection is a deep word. That's a deep. It doesn't just mean what you think it means. It got all kind of connotations. Let me get one more sister. 1-877. 1-877. I got you next. Y'all two. I'm going to hear from y'all because and all you other sisters out there, I know y'all scared to talk because you got a lot of answering to do. Take a lot of guts to realize that you chopped off the dicks of the ancient ones, and now you want us to believe that the robots ain't many of y'all ideas. I'm going to show y'all and prove to y'all women created these AIs. Go ahead. 1-877. Okay. I don't know where you at. I'll try to get you in here. 1-877. Okay. All right. I got more callers. We'll get some more of y'all in here.
Let me say this real quick. Six sixth senses. The sixth one is called proprioception. That's the sense that lets us perceive the location, movement, and action of parts of the body. But it starts with, which the sister had said earlier, thoughts, thinking.
Thank you. Okay, now, I'm glad you said that because now, see, y'all don't even, I don't know if y'all see the, read what we say on these shows, but we put the whole thing on the show. That's Tesla. Now, Nikola Tesla. You know, Nikola Tesla, he didn't deal with women no more because you know what he said? He couldn't fulfill them because his dream was to create. So he was messing with, you don't see Tesla with women, do y'all? All y'all out there listening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tri-Ball, you're on the line.
Oh, okay, so Stefan, you got
on
the line.
Yeah, I don't
go
know
ahead.
What's going
go.
On, but my mute wasn't on, but I couldn't talk. Wanted to comment on the that video you played earlier, and yes, I did watch the movie. I also agree with everything that Sister said earlier about our brothers and sisters to worry about digging pussy instead of getting some land and money. But I'm in a real estate, it's part of the systematic community and environment that they have created those kind of young people. But I have seen some young people every now and then, because I've been in the industry for a long time, that I really consider about, you know, getting some land, houses at a young age, and, you know, not focusing on craziness. But that video that you played with the guy that was introducing Malcolm X.
That was Norman Rockwell.
Where that video?
Norman Rockwell, he was one of the neo-Nazis. But go ahead. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Now, that was a powerful video. Let me tell you what I took from it. I won't use believe, since that's a lie, and I'm going to tell you my opinion of what I felt like that video.
Sounds better.
Yeah, I'm going to say opinion. We got a white man introducing a black man in the 60s, guys, okay, where there is discrimination is at its highest, okay? So I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm a big fan of Malcolm X. I mean, I've never seen this video before. He talked about we need more white men that have the character of Malcolm X.
That's what he said. Yeah, right.
In the government.
That's a neo-Nazi, who hates the Germans and hates the Jews. Go ahead.
Okay. So that right there, guys, we have to read between the lines that this whole system that the whites are just totally against the blacks is just totally not correct. There was white people admiring the fact that Malcolm X was keeping it 100. He kept it real with the government. He kept it real with the black people, staying away from certain political parties that was not going to benefit them. And we have to live up to understanding that the Democrat Party is the corrupt party. That's part of that mind movie, because if you look at what you played with Biden, told Justice Roberts, he already knew the playbook. This playbook is about 100 years old, guys. They cannot change the minds of the people in a blink of an eye. That's why they set term limits. We're going to have all these niggas stop voting Republicans and Democrats in years, boom, 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 because they have a plan in place. So that right there, if we just don't vote these people in anymore, not because like that, the lawyer said, they most of them look like us. That's the relations that we have with politics. This person looks like us. I'm going to buy this car because this person showed it to us. It looks like us. You know, when it comes to the car, I mean, houses, yeah. No, I'm only kidding. But I'm just saying that's where our common factor comes in when we're doing business. But we as a people, yes,
right.
this AI, if we were honorable,
we could be honorable occasionally. If we was honorable and stand by our bond, which was our word, that if you going to say something, be close to what you're going to say. No, we ain't got that bond. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, we haven't gotten that far. And the movie, I only watched maybe about an hour and a half of it, but I would say that the length that the government would do to try to control the minds and the consciousness and the behaviors and creating our matrix within our community is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing, okay? Mind-blowing. And the fact that when they did get caught 30-something years later, they destroyed it, not because they want to stop it. They destroyed it because they don't want to look bad. So the other people that are part of it kept it going. So it's still going on right now. So these mental people, these people who have mental depression, you lost your family, you're sad, you lost your job, stay the fuck away from these psychologists. Because show ass for that medicine, there it goes. Okay? You're not returning back to normal again. Okay? You're not coming back to reality again. People who've been in mental institutions and have used their medicine, they may appear normal, but they're not. They may look normal, but these people, and they are following these people. I guarantee you, a government, whoever had these people institutionalized on a mental, they're tracking them. You know, my niece had a baby, and they thought something was going on, and this blew my mind, y'all. I told her, they said that when she had her baby, that the government needs to monitor the baby because of certain defects, not major defects, when she had the baby, C-section. I said, whoa.
Right.
They want to monitor the likelihood of your baby. So when they put your kids and all this right here on this medicine, believe me, you are nothing but a subject. So I'm telling you guys, listen to Biden. I know that Biden already told y'all he didn't want your kids around his kids. Biden already was the grand wizard. He did the eulogy for the KKK. Now
right.
He already told Robert, listen here, Robert. You know what I mean? When you get in office, you better come and do what I tell you to do. What happened with the Republican Party is when it came to Clarence Thomas, they thought he was going to be a rhino. Boy, oh boy, was they damn. They were incredibly shocked when they could not persuade this man. That man is he's a true patriot. He loves this country. And besides him and maybe Alito, everybody else, including those three justices that Trump put on there, they ain't number rhinos.
Hold on. Stay with me. I want all you women listening. I would bring y'all in, but I know some of y'all scared to talk. You got Samario, what's her name? Samato, Spanish one, they got the white one they put in, they got the Holly Barrett, whatever name, and they got the new one, Kasanji Brown. Because now,
Jackson,
these women,
Kavanaugh,
these women could not even tell me what a woman was. When a woman, that's why I knew something was going to happen. I knew something was going to happen bad. When the women didn't get mad, because y'all get mad at everything a man do. When a woman didn't get mad, what a woman said, I don't know what a woman is, I said, I'm fucked. I told myself in my mental state, I said, we fucked. We fucked. If a woman could get mad at everything a man do, from everything, he don't look at her right. He can't. He don't pay attention to her right. She'll go off, fuck cars up, fuck up houses, fuck up your child support, fuck up everything. When you women on the line listening to me, because you know I love y'all.
That's why I'm by myself now.
you know why I love y'all. I love y'all. But I'm saying, when y'all don't go mad, when a woman can't give a definition of what a woman is, that's dangerous. That scares the shit out of me. I'm telling y'all right now. Let me get some more calls in before I go to the hat.
AD, yeah. can I add to that?
Go ahead, ask somebody.
Because, when this economic inflation boom hit, along with this this other transformational ethnicities that are coming into your local, because they're busing them off to the different states, right? So you've assaulted your king so long that when it's time for you to really need somebody that come in the clutch, that could come into your household, guess what your brothers are going to do to you? He can be like, man, I'd rather hook up to this robot this robot, me and this robot or whatever, we can have some kind of understanding. And there's to be none of that.
Hey, did y'all see that video? What happened in Chicago about that fight and the woman shot the dude in the restaurant because he was punching her? The whole internet blew up about that. Right, and it had nothing to do with out of relationships. It was just the fact. And then a lot of people didn't see the video for one thing. They was making all these judgments and assumptions.
Y'all put that in the feed. The feed was on there. But Tubbo, I don't know where y'all told me we're going to bring him. We're going to do a show about Tubbo. But somebody got a lot of wins. You got a lot of wins. Put yourself on.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. The women that man mm-hmm. hit, I'll tell you, I don't know if that was a psyop or not, because he actually pronounced, he said, help me. He actually prayed not to do it. He said, please help me. Don't do this. And then he hit the chick.
He was like, oh, my mama, right. And he kept telling her, just shut up, be quiet, get your food.
Right.
And he hauled off a mollywopter.
Right. He mollywopter. That she was so strong. I'm going to tell you something. Hold on. I'm going to put you in there. Hold on, I got you covered. Hold on, you go. But she was so strong, she took the hit.
Yeah.
And was able to get the able to make her. I mean, she took a hit like that, which I don't know what kind of hit he gave her, but she got back to her senses, called her own son, who was Operation Monarch, kill him, because they need us to kill. Don't y'all get it? In the movie The Purge, the blacks was not killing the way they wanted. Did y'all not read the movie? I told you it was a script. Look, everybody listen to me carefully. I don't still talk to be talking. Biden went to Buffalo and talked at the same place The Purge was filmed. I've showed y'all this. I can't keep telling y'all this. They're going to kill you soon. How much more do you need to know? If Biden went to Buffalo and did the speech in the filming of The Purge, and then he says,
top grocery store opened up the same day as O.J. Simpson's birthday. Come on, y'all. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all hate O.J. because y'all claim he killed the white woman. Now, look, I'm going to tell this.
Which was another psyop.
Another psyop. Because ain't no way a black man go all the way up the road and the police don't, you getting killed right at the house now. So you're not going to be going up the road running. See, they're showing you things that make you think you can believe you. I'm telling y'all, in South Florida, Brother G, haven't we seen on the news, all y'all thinking that when they shot them black folks, when them black folks shot in Hollywood, I play up in Florida, y'all deal. The police, you ain't shooting nobody no more. They got cameras. They got these satellites on the. See, they don't need the police no more. They put things called a box. They got the things coming out of it saying police. They can track whatever you do when you pass it. See, this is how you know.
Blue light. They got them here in Memphis.
This is how I know I can't trust dumb people, because y'all will sell us out. So you best to understand what I say. Espionage is a real word. It's in your Bibles, everybody. Now, I'm going to take two callers before I go into the hot. What time is it? Let's see what time it is, because I'm about to go psychopath. Let me get my man on here. Where you at? I seen Brother Paul. There you go. 3364. Brother D, you want to say something for St. Louis? St. Louis. Hold on, St. Louis.
I just wanted to comment when that brother, when he put his hands up in her and said, oh, my grandmother, that was his grandmother that was showing you the power of the spirit. His grandmother was calling him home right there. That was calling him home right there.
Thank
you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And another thing, the storm, I thought internet is through satellite. So how can a device on the ground knock it out? That's to let people know that, you know what I'm saying, that even somewhat of a psyops to it in itself. You know, how can you knock out ground stuff that's supposed to be satellite and it's free?
Right.
That lets you know right there. They just tripping stuff.
Star Wars. Now, Ray, thank you. Now, hold on. You don't probably see. Don't go nowhere. See, he just brought up.
That's the internet we had in Iraq, come to think of it, when Brother D said that. our internet was coming from the satellite, and we had the satellite on top of the building.
Right. And then you have what you call the satellite is able to, if it wants to hit the real target, it's coming from the sky, it can hit that target. But let's say if they don't want that target hit, that's the excuse they use for those who just don't know. See, he just said it.
But they're using ground. They're using our wire. They're using hardwired stuff, and they got us using all this hands-free stuff.
Right.
You know, using our hardwired. That's why they're doing all this digging and moving around, but they're putting everything underground now.
You're right. Dude, thank you. I told people, because see, everybody from Buffalo all through New York, they got wires still up. Florida got shit under the ground right now. I'm telling you, we don't have a lot of, we got them. I ain't saying we don't got them, but we don't have them all the way. But thank y'all for that one. Now, hold on, Brother D. Now, if they're under the ground, they bring in the hard wire. Look what they got. They are brainwashed us that don't even have a phone no more. They are brainwashed all of us. That's why I said you brainwashed. If you don't believe it is, then you got a house phone? How many of y'all got house phones in this line? How many of y'all got house phones?
Not no more.
They don't hardwire the house phones anymore. Everything is right. Digital on
right.
The
in
spectrum
New York,
internet.
Right, because
all
you
that
spectrum.
Hold on.
Everybody listen. Y'all calling from, see, somebody making a lot of noise. Now, if I find you, I'm going to take you out. Because why you got to be breathing like you're getting a hard on? You're getting a hard on from this? Cut the fucking phone on silent. That's all I can tell you. You got to breathe hard.
I think they're sleeping, dry bones. I think they sound like they're sleeping.
I don't give a damn what they're doing. If you're snoring, hard, take your fuck ass and put it on mute. Put yourself on mute. That's why niggas are niggas. I don't have no mercy for what's going to happen to you. I pray the Bible scripture that said, destroy my enemies with double destruction. You no good niggas. And I mean that. You can say, oh, he talking shit. It's in the Bible. And I bet I could put a spell on your fuck ass when I see the number. Play with it. Fuck ass nigga. You know damn well you're breathing hard. Why you got to breathe hard on a goddamn line? What you getting off? If you're getting off on the knowledge, I might let you slide. How about that?
Yeah, let them slide. They're getting off
on the knowledge. I love y'all. I have a fun with y'all. I like to play with y'all. Cause it, see, that's what the white man play on y'all every day. Every day.
I like to play with the AI.
Every day. And y'all don't have no problem. Y'all don't have no problem with that one playing with you. Let me go to 336-476. Hey, we in hot weather, baby. I'm going to tell y'all right now.
How you hear me, man?
Hey, General.
Where you been, man? I've been like Wise Owl, man. The less I speak, the more I hear. I'm like the Wise Owl, bro.
Yeah,
I don't put up just about my shit out there. But I'm going to tell y'all women something. They got a weapon to make y'all fucking nuts 24/7, man. Okay?
Say again.
It's a weapon. It's a weapon that y'all can make y'all women just have multiple organisms. Ain't no man around. Okay?
Wow.
I know about this shit, man. So all y'all women,
go ahead.
I sent y'all the schematics out about last year sometime, man. But
go ahead.
Look
now
at here,
sure
man.
Have.
Y'all talking about
I told you you have. I gave you.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave your vendetta. I said,
yeah.
Been this for years.
But, this Supreme Court thing, see, y'all got to look at, when any law you get to the Supreme Court, they got the argument of the case. You never look at the ruling what they make. You look at the lawyer that brought the case.
Who make
all right, so there, look up a man named Edward Blum, B-L-U-N. Edward Blum, he was the one, see, they want to make y'all get mad at the Chinamen, which I don't like no Chinamen anyway. But you got to look at Edward Blum, okay? He done had two cases in front of the Supreme Court. It's a rarity for somebody to get one case. This devil done had two cases. Right, I think he's the one that bust up the case in California. So look up Edward Blum. You all know what he is. All right, and then there's Norman Rockwell. What Norman Rockwell say, y'all? What do he say? Anything the white man say to you niggas, they lied. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, he said it.
That's what he just See, I listen to what people don't say and what they say. That's why I listen more than I talk, man. And also, real, check this out. The Chinaman to tell y'all what we in. We in it. What this out? Everything, everywhere, all at once. All right? That's what we in right now. And just multiple goddamn psyops, like my man say, the Hydra. That's what we in. Everything, everywhere, all at
absolutely
once. Busting y'all upside the head. All right?
It's called Gwen. It's called Gwen. It's called Gwen. Y'all look at ground. Look at that. It's called Gwen. That's all I can say. Y'all know.
It's
you
called
saying
Ground Wave
you know
Emergency Network. Ground Wave Emergency Network.
That's
the Gwen Tower.
Yeah, anybody named Gwen right now who's going through some crazy shit, you better go look up where you live near. Because if you live near these things,
ain't no joke, man.
That was the name of Iron Man's wife too, Tony Stark.
Hey, brother Darren, that's why you just that blue light shit you go, that's why you scan the brain back, blue lights in the basement, ain't
huh? Hey, is that why? I know why. I don't get into none of that. All I know is y'all listen to everything, and that's fine with me. But I say, is that the reason why he gave up blue light in the basement? I don't know. I have no idea. But you've been listening. Now,
hey,
I'm
going
to
mute myself,
man. Go ahead. Lisa, but I want you to still say something. Now, you know, if you watch this video that we put out there, I don't know if I'll send it to you next. Everything y'all say, Elvira say, I can't tell you if y'all ever went to anything, they say they got keywords for everybody. Now, I had a Lieutenant Dorothy. Y'all remember the white woman used to come on here, Lieutenant Dorothy? She was the first.
Yep.
Ain't none of y'all said what she said. She said they was raping people a long time ago, and she was one of them. I don't have some people come on here. Y'all, everybody thought it was crazy. I still didn't come on here because I said, well, if I'm crazy and I'm listening to crazy niggas all my life, then why can't I let somebody crazy come on here? So I said to myself, when she came on here, she legitimized it. She sent me, I still got the records. What that woman sent me, y'all, please. This woman gave down. They was doing rituals. Now, I'm going to ask y'all some questions today. I told you they're going to use the crazy people. Haven't y'all realized they're using crazy people to do everything? They got people who are already under psychotropics, just like the dude they killed in New York. He under psychotropics. That's staged up. He going to get off. Now, the dude down here, the Parkland guy, nobody talking about that. That guy got off. Sure did. He got off. All that shit they were saying, he wasn't going to. He neglect his duties. I asked everybody today on this line, if y'all was a security police officer, just security, you just doing this job to get your pension. You ain't no goddamn RoboCop. You ain't even trying to do shit. You just glad to have a gun, walk around, and keep minimal people who don't want to go crazy. But when you get a Manchurian candidate, and a Manchurian candidate is weaponed up like the dude in Buffalo, who had over $20,000 worth of armor on him. Y'all going to tell me that don't make sense to y'all? I don't give a fuck what y'all believe. I don't care none of what y'all believe, really. Never did care what y'all believe. I don't give a damn. Y'all believe. I said believe.
Right.
Facts matters. Now, y'all know damn well, many of you on this line, I'm going to ask y'all, because we had a big debate on some of these jobs. Y'all know damn well, y'all ain't nothing but a cop trying to get a pension. And a guy come in shooting up with a multiple weapon apparatus. You only got, what, 12 in the chamber? If you don't get him right away with a precision shot, you finished. So I understand what people say, oh, he a coward. Okay, he a coward. But you ain't working that job. You work a sweet job, don't got none of that. But a guy who got... they pick these places. That's what I try to tell y'all. They don't brainwash.
But see, just
good.
Like what happened up here in Nashville, you can't say she's a transgender, but it's the whole idea of the premise, whether that the shooting's real or not. What's
right.
The real agenda? Just by putting the story out there or the scripted incident,
You know, we got to look. Some people don't look at the bigger picture of that. There's a
they
reason
can.
Why they keep having these shootings,
they
whether they're real or fake.
That's right. That's why they got to watch these programs on deprogramming. Because if somebody put a spell of making your children crazy and y'all put them on them drugs, many of these women get checks for this shit. Don't play dumb. You're going to put these kids on drugs.
Yes, they do. That's right.
You're going to put these kids on drugs, all y'all niggas. Don't play with me today. It's 4th of July. That's a lie. Come on, the 4th of July. Any nigga believe the 4th of July? Unless you barbecue and have fun with the family and your family know the truth, but they're glad to be off, that's okay. But if y'all actually believe this is about patriotism, 1776 is an Illuminati birthday. That's all that's about, when they made their union. If y'all believe that, y'all dumb as hell. That's all I got to say. Dumb as hell.
Just like I drive out with those numbers, too. I don't have the numbers on there. You said that the experiment took place on April 13th, 1953,
right? Right.
That's,
1953.
That's eight both ways. April 13th.
Eight. Thank you. Now, Brother Eddie,
mm-hmm.
hopefully on Wednesday night listening, please do a show. That's the thing. I mean, I gave y'all the clues. I mean, what am I supposed to do? If you're that stupid and can't figure this shit out, that's your fucking problem. I'm going on with life. You can't figure out this shit. I'm not your parents. You should be blaming them dumb motherfuckers. If your parents were that dumb and did not tell you anything about the real world, they didn't know. It's sad. You love them to death. I know you do.
And they didn't know. They didn't know because they parents didn't tell them.
They didn't tell them. Right. It's a progression. That's why we all sales. First of all, mm-hmm. I'm stopping all this shit right now. Man, you motherfuckers don't know nothing about biology. You are a tadpole. You are bitch-ass tadpoles. Fucking tadpole. You got a goddamn tail. You swim up into some goddamn embryo shit, which is an electrolyte. And let me tell y'all something. I watch Tesla. See, I read a lot of shit. Yeah, I go to the shit. I went to the... I'm right down the street from Coral Castle. That's the energy point. I don't know if y'all know that or not. It's an energy point. And all of them came, Tesla said that, and this is where the Holy Ghost come from, the Holy Ghost concept. See, the Holy Ghost is electronic energy that's around you.
Mm.
That's the Holy Ghost that guides you through the matrix. It's called ethereal, the ethereal. Been said many times. I ain't the first person to bring this up. I started to understand it more as I learned it. I understand it right away. It took years to say, well, what is the fucking ethereal? It's the energy patterns. If you around negative energy, you will be fucked. Plain and simple. If you can't get positive energy at all in your life, you are psychotically fucked up. Plain and simple. That's their own conclusion. I'm just giving it to you raw. But now I got to tell you what's coming, because it's at that time. We passed 12 o'clock. Y'all remember the Bible story? It said you would drink the blood, it would be at the high, at the bridal. Look it up. It's in Revelation. And it said that the smoke in the sky will become death.
Uh-oh.
Because you ain't thinking. And you really are dumb by now. And I got to be careful if I fly even into that area, because being dumb means that you are going to go along with the propaganda. And I'm going to give it to you. No other program has probably given it to you but the dry bone.
Hey, Internet friends. As smoke from wildfires in Canada drifts into the United States, millions of Americans are on high alert for bad air quality, but this
isn't just your normal smoky air. No, people are complaining that the air smells like burning plastic, resulting in headaches and sore throats. And not only are people worried about the physical effects of breathing in this air, but farmers are concerned about the detrimental impact on their crops.
Smoke from the fires in Canada is affecting over 77 million people. These pressure systems are funneling the smoke down the eastern seaboard, creating massive air quality alerts. So you need to know about the air quality index. It runs from 0 to 500. The higher this number, the higher the level of pollution is, and the higher the health concern.
Right, Michelle, you're supposed to limit your time outdoors, and we have been going back and forth very quickly back to the truck as soon as we're done here on air, and that's what we'll continue to do throughout the morning. Okay, code red means that the particle or air pollution concentrations are unhealthy for the general population, but especially for kids or seniors or...
So that was my readings inside my house. What they claim is from wildfires, which is horseshit. The amount of formaldehyde in the air in Michigan, it's on a serious level. Like, we're talking, like, dangerous here.
I don't know if you guys can see it right now, but there is a haze everywhere around here. It's like, I guess they call it the smoke from the fires or the volcanoes. Who knows what, but there's a stench in the air. And it's, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like the sun's going down. That's not good for crops, and it's not good for anything else. And there's something happening here.
I walked out of my house this morning, and I smelt burning plastic. So I got on the Google right away, and I looked, where is this plastic fire? Well, there was no gigantic plastic fire. What we are smelling is the smoke from northern Ontario and northern Quebec, the forest fires. Now, what is happening? That wood smoke is going up into the atmosphere, and it's mixing with water. Ultraviolet radiation from the sun is causing chemical processes to turn it into formaldehyde and benzene. Yes, I said formaldehyde. We all know what they use that for. And benzene causes cancer at 4 parts per billion.
So far this year, wildfires in Canada have burned a record 20 million acres. The Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center says that there are 500 wildfires going on in the country right now, and more than 250 of them are out of control. For over a month, the smoke has been making its way into the U.S., and you'd think that since wildfires are in Canada, that the air quality in Canada would be the worst. But no, the air quality index for places like Chicago, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Ann Arbor in Youngstown, Ohio, are ranking in the mid to high 200s, which indicates a warning level of very unhealthy air for everyone and an advisory to stay inside. And I'm recording this on Thursday. As of Thursday morning, the Washington, D.C. area, Chicago, Detroit, like I just said, were among the cities with the worst air quality in the world. So just to reiterate, the wildfires are in Canada, but somehow in Chicago, Detroit, D.C., these are the cities with the worst air quality in the world. I mean, make it make sense. I understand that smoke is blowing south from Canada, but why aren't Canadian cities ranking high on this index? For the last week, I'm seeing so many Americans discussing the air quality and exactly zero Canadians talking about it. In the comments, please, if you're in an affected area, let us know what you're seeing and, more importantly, how you're feeling. On the American side, they're saying how it's so strange because, I mean, we've all lived through wildfires and wildfire smoke in the past, but it's never smelled quite like this. And people are reporting bleach and chlorine smells, burning plastic smells this week. People are reporting almost immediate headaches when they step outside, lightheadedness, blurred vision, and, of course, you know, sore, scratchy throat, burning eyes. All from the smoke that doesn't smell like smoke. It smells like burning plastic. It smells like chemical smoke. That's my point. It doesn't smell like, you know, campfire smoke. No, it smells like chemical smoke. It gets weirder because on Sunday, people all over northwest Indiana could smell something that smelled like sulfur. Hundreds of people called 911 because they thought there was a gas leak, leading police officers to make an announcement to ask people to keep emergency lines open while they found out where the smell was coming from. It turned out that there wasn't a natural gas leak, but rather a gas flare at the BP oil plant in Whiting. But don't worry, authorities said it was all fine. No one should worry, and there's not been an update since Monday. And in the absence of actual information and honesty, more questions are being thrown out.
people are asking, is the government burning stuff they're not supposed to? Are we being attacked? I mean, we are in the trenches of World War III, according to the legacy media. And are these fires in any way connected to the 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate that went missing in April 2023 that we covered on this channel alongside the train derailments, these strange food factory plant fires and explosions that we laid out on a timeline in every single video, as well as the attacks to critical infrastructure that the media blamed on anti-LGBT activists and white supremacists? Y'all remember that, right? Sure, maybe these instances aren't connected. Maybe the continued eco-terrorism and attacks on our country are in no way connected at all. They're just individual events that have happened in great numbers over the last 2 years, forming a meaningless pattern or trend, a mere coincidence. Or maybe there's some...
Now, I had to stop because that's a long video.
Hey, Devin Conaway and Whitey.
Two operations, man. Y'all listen. Operation Sherwood Forest and Operation MK Naomi. Look it up. MK Naomi.
It's on that video. I told you. I got the video for all of it. It's called The Minds of Men. The Minds of Men. And they give you every operation. And the ones you don't know about, the ones they burnt. I told y'all.
And they got some gnats all in New York, man. And they got gnats in base. They done dropped gnats out of some planes, man. In New York, man. New York, man. I just fixed all that, man.
That's why we got
finally the Indiana. The street it's on takes you straight back into Chicago, Indianapolis Boulevard. They're right by the Illinois Indiana border.
Check that out.
I'm telling y'all everything, everywhere, all at once, y'all.
Hold on. I got more callers because they're going berserk right after we play that. They all jumped online.
I just want to add to that.
And that's
what happened when they had that train derailment in Ohio. And see, that gave them the opportunity now, because remember when the election, all elections came through, it normally was up in that beltway, Ohio, and you know, part of the so-called electoral states. Ohio was the main important one. But that gave them the opportunity now to transition to North Carolina, South Carolina, because they could get more of the dummy votes, the people who going along with it. So they burnt all that from that train derailment. That's what the people were saying. They smelled all, it was like pneumonia and different gases, because when it happened, the government came right in and they ignited. What you gonna ignite a whole bunch of different various chemicals? What? I said, what are you talking? Oh man,
terraforming. Quick key word right there. That's an alien word. Let me go down. I got more callers. I'm gonna get all y'all in. Give y'all 3 minutes. Cause everybody wanna get in here because I got another one for y'all. It's just impossible for me to believe y'all could just watch this happen and you don't have no wise to what's going on, like the aisle. Let me go to 8079. All the way up.
Dry Bones, great show again. Hey, man, I just came from Canada, man, and he's up there shooting off fireworks and everything, and I ain't seeing no smoke or anything up there. But here in Buffalo, they talking about canceling stuff because of this so-called forest fire crap, man. And then I seen this cat from Toronto. He said there's no problem up there, man. So ain't nobody wearing no masks up there. They shooting off fireworks. It was Canadian Day yesterday. They was up there partying like crazy, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, thank y'all. See, damn. We getting live. That's a live. Y'all giving live news reports. That's why we said North.
I just want to iterate on this that I kept saying in the past that they have been soft nuking us for a long time, with winter, spring, summer, and fall, with all different types of chemicals. That's what they've been doing.
Yeah, you're right. Now, Canada, you said something back in the day when Canada was trying to escape the buffalo, and because they was getting killed, getting jacked up with the truckers and all that. Look at the dynamics, y'all. They untook, remember, they the first that got their accounts taken from them. They can't do no more GoFundMe, that's gone. They can't do none of that no more there.
They got locked out the accounts.
Right. So you already got the socialist lockdown in Canada. That's not for Canada. Canada already got their control mechanisms. They now need America to be dumbed down the last. I'm telling you, I don't know why y'all can read these Bible stories and cannot figure out it's America. It'd be common sense to tell you that now. It's the only group. Just so y'all know, everybody, in Florida yesterday, I'm so happy because I had refused. You know, I got this paranoia mentality of telling the government that I got the. Now, DeSantis, the only governor, I told y'all he's been compromised by the New World Order because he's the only governor that can still run for president. He can run for president. Joe's supposed to quit like Christie. Christie and all the rest of them got to stop working and get the lieutenant governor to take their place. Not so here. He's able, and he put a law in yesterday on July the 1st. We can carry our guns without no problem.
That's all. Wow.
Without no problem. That's all I can tell you. And I told people, I said to myself, because I've been around a long time with this, I told you I was scared because Obama, when he put the gun laws in, they was put under the surveillance thing. Bush started the process. Bush got the white supremacist groups out first. That's why y'all white people got to be kind of dumb too. Maybe you might be dumber than most of us. Because why would you watch George Bush, all you white folks listening? I know you're listening. I see some of the I know you're listening. So anyway, you let them get you first. Killed all Randy Weaver. Killed Randy Weaver. Killed everybody. They killed David Koresh. Y'all know David Koresh was a gun runner in Texas. It was legal. They went and got him. Who else they get? They got William Cooper. Fucked him up. And white folks, they went and got the Montana group. They called themselves the Montana group. Remember they was going to stop the government from going to Montana and shit. I told y'all when I got the Patriot Act, it was written by the Asian people. See, I had a dude come on my show, white guy, because, you know, I listen to truth because he, like y'all say, I listen to facts. I don't get what your color is. You got some facts that going to help my ass understand some shit, we going to love you. That man told me on my show. A man told me on my show. He said, your people, he said it. He wrote that thing called CAFA, Comprehensive Financial Report. So all government agencies got an underground black book. If you don't go down to your government, they got it. I looked it up. It's there. It's in every municipality. They got an underground black book. And he put that out there for you. And he said, your people so worried about white people, they ain't even looking at the Chinese and the Japanese. Because they call clandestine operation. They come over here. They live right amongst you. You don't even know where they live at. You don't even know where they at. They in every store, but you don't know where they go to go home at. You have no clue.
No, they out here where I live at.
Right.
Real talk.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I do psychological evaluations. People don't know what I really do, but that's on there. I don't give a damn what they do. I'll just tell you.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell you can watch a group never seen, don't know where they hoes at. They fucking like maniacs, but you don't know where they at. Because you ain't in the loop. Now, the white people who brought them over here to usurp you, call usurp. And because you can't pay your taxes. They already know you can't pay taxes. You can't pay.
They're not paying, don't want to pay the rent. If they're not going to pay the rent, they're not going to pay no taxes.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, common sense to tell you about this. This is civics 101. Civics 101. You don't even know civics now. So I'm telling you that when the Europeans could call their people vermin, and they're going to kill them, you can count on. Just like they call everybody over here. See, I just don't understand how y'all can believe this any longer. When they want to find you, they find you. Ain't no, we can't find them. They can find you. I just told you. They got checkpoints everywhere. Just like Nazism. Your past is your goddamn license plate. You don't even know that.
Yeah,
you
they got some
all people putting all their business on social media. They'll find you.
They got license plate readers all over the country, all through every town, man.
Thank you.
And if you black your ass through something stupid, they'll find your ass in 48 hours, man. They got a nigga ticket, nigga pass.
That's right. That's why they made the movie 48 hours. That's just going to show you, if we really want to find you, we can do it in 48 hours. But they made you think it takes longer. That's how dumb the propaganda machine is to make you dumb. Because you don't realize that they can find you. They can find you. If you believe they can't find you, you need to hang up and listen to a dumber show. Let me go to 9451.
What? You know what?
Good, man.
9451.
You hear me?
I hear
you.
Go. Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Good.
Hey, man. There you go. I wasn't sure who you. Go ahead, Brother Tubmos. Talk to him about what's really happening. Because, yeah, I know you got to see. I just played the formaldehyde. I told you that shit ain't normal.
Well, I know when we had that smoke, man, it was orange and the sun was red. It was some chemicals in it. It smelled like burning plastic. But the whole thing with this, the Chinese, right, because we got the affirmative action being revoked by the Supreme Court, and the Chinese people are the reason why that happened, because they've been suing the colleges saying that affirmative action isn't fair to them. Because they have they can't get into these elite schools because the black people get their spots. So that's
right.
The whole reason why you had the affirmative action get overturned, right? And you notice how they're not mentioning them in the news when they talk about this. Like, they're the reason why, right?
Exactly.
Also remember how all these Chinese people who are supposed to know karate and shit, they start getting beat up by homeless people on the trains, and then they create a whole hate crime against Chinese people. So if we wanted to go to Chinese people and do something about this, we couldn't even do it because they'll charge us with hate crime. Bro. So they definitely came here as proxies to take over stuff from us, because the white people could never use that affirmative action argument for themselves. So they get another minority group to come in and use the argument so they could get it all overturned. So I just peep game.
And that's
kind of working hand in hand.
Yeah. And hold on.
And the same thing with the
they're the second country that own the money. If they own the bonds. If they own the bonds, remember, you saying that I see why it makes sense what you're saying, because if this country owns the bonds, now they can make a new law. They can make a new law.
Exactly. And remember, they got a base in Cuba. If you go to the newspapers, the Times, the Post, all of that, they all talk about the base in Cuba. If you go to the MSNBC, the news, they don't mention it.
Yeah,
see, so it's like hidden in plain sight, right? Because most people they don't read. They're going to watch the news. And being that the news isn't talking about it, it's like it never happened. You don't know how many people I say, yo, they got a base in Cuba, and they want to argue me down, and I pull it out right off the New York Times.
Hey, they got police stations in New York, man. They got police stations in New York, bro. They shut that down.
They shut down the police station and talk about they didn't know why.
But here's the thing. Let's just say, because y'all found out that they make it sound like they shut it down, but just like this, the minds of men. They said they stopped the psychological training. They ain't stopped that. Who making all this noise?
I used to work at this law firm, and they had a Chinese partner, and he would do a lot of stuff for Chinese people. So one day he had me go to Canal Street to drop off something. So I get there, and I'm like, damn, this ain't a court. It's just like a regular residential building, you know, old building. But when I get up in there, they got metal detectors. I said, oh, shit. They had an actual Chinese court. Nothing in English. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only dude in there that speak English. So, you know, they had to read my document to let me in. Oh, go. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I said, damn. So they holding court. And I said, real smart, because now the white people ain't in their affairs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
If me and you got a beef and I owe you money, now you go to the court. You don't go to the white people court. You go to the Chinese people court, None of this is in the, it's all out there records. You know what I'm saying? So I said, real
like
smart.
You got to sell. Again, no one's going to the Chinese. But when you own the debt, when a debt is owed to you, you got to make payments, and they making payments. That's where this Hunter Biden shit come from. The Chinese said, in order for y'all to not default on them loans, we give y'all some play. We're going to come in. We're going to buy up all y'all real estate, common sense. It's called feng shui. Y'all, everybody that ever look up feng shui, I never had somebody tell me about the feng shui. Of course, they was talking about something that's in fashion, but they don't know the spiritual ramifications. Feng shui means that we buy the buildings up and we leave them the way it is till we get rid of the people. Feng shui means that that's why they buying all these buildings and nobody in them. The spirit of the people have to leave. They don't believe in coming in and moving on top of you after your spirit was in. They want your spirit completely gone before they actually move in. It's called feng shui. Now, I'm trying to figure out, all y'all been reading the occult world for all these years. It's kind of strange how we don't, you know, I know y'all love the white, that's part of brainwashing too. Because if you think the white man's your only enemy, you got to be fucking ridiculous and stupid. You got to be ridiculously stupid.
Hey, Joy Bone.
All predators got more than one enemy. All species got more than one enemy. But every species has an enemy. Now, y'all got to come with some more better answers. Let me get some more callers. Go ahead. Make a step point since I'm going to get more callers because I'm about to blow them up. I got some blow-up shit.
I just wanted to say that the smoke that started in Canada was a that was unbelievable what you just stated, that nobody in Canada got any...
Did you hear the brother? The brother said he just went to Canada. We got a law report.
Yeah, and then the brother said
he went just to Canada and they ain't wearing no mask. They ain't in danger, but North America is. That's okay.
Right. And then so that right there, guys, there's an election year coming up. Do you have any of your politicians telling you what the hell went on and why is it in the Democratic beltline? Because nobody can investigate. They can keep it closed.
Okay.
And I want to also put a devil advocate of that affirmative action decision. Just being a devil advocate, right? I believe how the evildoers think. My opinion on how the evildoers think is this right here. The affirmative action does benefit white women, you know, because they are considered minority. So they do take they're part of it. They're part of the civil rights movement. So the reason why this right here is everything is a distraction. They pull out shit like hot buttons. Let's see if we can just talk about whatever. I am almost certain there was a whole lot of people who have filed lawsuits against the affirmative action for being not fair. You know, that black people can get in and not qualify. Okay, we all
right,
know.
Because black Asian folks, has, but hold on. That makes sense what you just said. The black folks who got played during the civil rights movement because of this MLK Ultra programs, not just one program. The ML culture is just an umbrella for all of its projects. That's all. That the MLK Ultra got so many projects, you have no idea. Wes told you a smidget. It's way beyond comprehension what they were able to get away with. Now, if this is the case, you're telling me that you're saying that the black folks basically is being used to pretend like they are getting a benefit, but in actuality, it's by design to take it away. Because if the Chinese...
Exactly.
Okay.
Of course, that helps the Chinese, right. That helps the white women. That helps the Hispanic. Help everybody. Every program they ever created. Maybe the intention was, but the mindset of the evildoers, how can we take this program and help and benefit us and not them? Because white people has never, ever benefited.
I'm not going against that at all. At all. That makes more
propaganda.
Sense. Yeah,
let's
propaganda
talk about
first.
Some shit so we ain't got to talk about Biden. We ain't got to talk about this. We ain't got to talk. These are just sideline shit, just like the abortion shit. That didn't mean nothing. Because
now,
it was just they throw things out there like that.
Now I'm telling y'all now. Now, all y'all know, nothing's new under the sun. That's why we call it the Helios. Nothing new under the sun. So if they're using the gay propaganda, that means it's not, we just did a show showing you that these women, even Astra, Easter, if you go look at Astra, even after I gave you a physical queen who was using men as being eunuchs and making them into women, that was part of the processes. Obviously, they looked at women as loyal. To want to make a man a woman has some type of characteristics that we ain't trying to understand here. Let me give it to you clearly. If the women was taking men, and even Astroth in the Bible, go look it up, Astroth in the Bible, she turned the men to women. Secondly, Horus and Isis and all of them, when you cut the dick off, what that mean to y'all? If I cut my dick off, what am I, y'all? A eunuch.
A eunuch?
Thank you. I mean, this is not hard to see, and I'm not that bright. If I can see that, if I cut my dick off, not my own doing, because a chick says, we decided your dick got cut off by alligator. That common sense would tell y'all. Why would the alligator go for the dick first? It don't go. I'm in Florida. It don't go for nothing but whatever it can get to. Hind legs, arms, head. But the dick? Then we get Lorena Bobbitt. Then we get all these women who chop. We even got a man now.
Look,
just
but look, and look, you in Miami? Okay, let's make a Chicago-Miami connection. Dwayne Wade's wife, Gabrielle Union, turned his son, Zion, into a female.
And to a female. Look at the name. Zion. What a perfect transition. Zion into a female. This is done by a chick who is not even the mother. Not even the mother. And then got the husband through MLK Ultra. See, I know y'all won't believe this, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. MLK Ultra got Dwayne Wade to lie. And Pat Riley, all of them should be like, what? Now, I live here. If you think gays ain't running around here because Dwayne Wade wanted to move to California, you got to be stupid. You might go get a lobotomy, because you don't need for you to be around here pretending you got a brain. That's the Wizard of Oz. You the straw man. You ain't got no brain. That's the Masonic thing, a heart, a brain, and courage. Ain't that interesting? Courage was a lion. Ain't that strange? I guess you didn't know that was a Masonic story, too, but it is. And then the whole thing about it is, here it is. He ain't got no brain. He a tin man. And all y'all claim y'all corporations, and y'all got y'all capital letters meaning y'all corporation, and lowercase means y'all are entity. Okay, if they know that, you know that, who do you think going to be the smartest to fight it? You or them? Let's just be honest. You don't think they know we on the internet saying y'all sovereigns and y'all got your case letters? Yeah, I mean, come on, really? And y'all supposed to believe you can beat a group that knows what you saying on fucking Facebook that they own? And I'm supposed to believe you supposed to be smart enough to figure out that they own Facebook?
Are you sovereign? They said they locked down a whole city, a mandate said you can't come outside, but you sovereign. Yeah, okay.
You sovereign. Right there should tell you, you've been brainwashed. You under mind control.
Without a legal case.
Yeah. Plain mind control. Because how the hell are you sovereign and you waiting for a welfare check? Somebody scream.
Universal basic income. You're not sovereign.
Now, shut the fuck up with that. Don't come to me with that shit no more, because it's bullshit. Ain't no nigga in America sovereign. Nah, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you got a fez on Facebook. Who gives a fuck that you got a fez on Facebook owned by white people?
Caesar ain't going nowhere, baby.
Okay. Well, we going to stop that foolishness right today. I ain't got to play with y'all, because I'm doing this. I ain't getting rich from this. I do it out of love, because we know niggas are the zombies. I told you this a long time ago. Sister, you've been saying that. They zombies. So if you a zombie, I'm going to get money out of a zombie. I ain't going to get it. So I'm not going to waste my time. Now let's go to reality.
The last of us.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to be crazy. We got people talking all this shit. You're going to save Haiti. How the fuck you going to save Haiti? Y'all giving people money ain't going to do shit for Haiti. Because Hillary Clinton, her brother, own Haiti. How you going to... Are you on the line? Listen,
All the silver mines, all the uranium, they own it all in Haiti.
And they going to save Haiti. That's a lie. See? Brainwash the minds of men. I'm going to prove it. Yeah, y'all brainwashed. I told you I'm going to prove it without no problem. And it, dude, if I were to go on a challenge, I would win. No problem. Anybody, let's do it. I'm going to win. Because you lying. You know damn well you ain't going to be shit.
How the young people say it, stop the cap.
Yeah. Come on, tell me. We gonna march. What you gonna march to do? Come on. What you gonna march to do, everybody? All you niggas out there, NAACP, Masonic, fraternity orders, all y'all, Stephen A. Smith bullshit. Yeah, dude, let me tell you how shit works. The stadium here.
Did y'all see that house cleaning Dizzy did the other day, ESPN?
Oh, gone. Jalen Rose gone. Thank you, man. I'm glad you... Jalen Rose gone. Bye-bye, Jalen.
Jay Williams, Keyshawn Johnson.
Johnson, all them gone. All them gone. They laid off a bunch of them. And then Disney laid off 7,000. 7,000 from all Disney Corporation. Ford about to lay off 28,000 people. And y'all don't see this? Y'all can't see this, huh? Okay.
So, check this out, though. This go back to when we did the show about jobs. They don't need people to do that job. They can just buy their image and have them make the lips move, have an image of Stephen A. Smith arguing with Max Kellerman on there or whatever. They don't need the real people. You know what I'm saying?
They got rid of him, too.
There's a new episode on.
They got rid of Max. They sure did. I said Max.
Yeah, right? There's a new episode on Black Mirror where they got Salma Hayek playing somebody's life in real life. So, like, while this stuff is happening in this person's life, you go on Netflix and you can watch the episode. But she tries to sue Salma Hayek, and they say, well, that's not really Salma Hayek. That's just a computer-generated image of Salma Hayek, so you can't sue her.
Avatar.
You know,
wow.
I
just saw a video with Hillary Clinton bumping for DeSantis, man. I just saw it, man. What she just said, they made a fake video with Hillary talking about she won't DeSantis president, man. This shit's crazy.
But that's why it's crazy. But y'all remember, we all did a few shows with all y'all on there. We said that y'all said it, all y'all together, back even today, we said that DeSantis seems to be a stooge for George Soros because Nancy Pelosi got some of his people on his back. So I'm saying to myself, wow. And then I got to look at Trump. Because no one should be off the radar, y'all. Trump got to know this is going on. Are we being used by Trump in this perspective? Because remember, this MLK Ultra. I got to look at everything. MLK Ultra
says
Trump.
Soros dead, man. George Soros dead. His son done taking over everything, man.
Alex.
Well, Soros dead.
Yeah, Alex. Yeah, we put that out there. You was on. Alex Soros said that he's gonna be worse than his daddy. He already pronounced that.
Yep.
We got that. We already. That's why I said I love y'all because y'all in the loop here, so we get y'all information. Hey, you don't think we look at it? Y'all got to be mistaken because we can't come on no program with nobody with a belief. It got to be facts. Can't be no belief shit no more. Y'all can believe whatever the fuck y'all want. But facts matters. I don't give a damn what you believe. I can believe a lot of shit. Don't mean it's true. But facts.
And be careful with the word opinion because, like I said, with the word opinion, it takes away from your imaginative thinking process, creativity.
That's right.
When
you're
not being creative, you're not thinking. You a fucking robot.
Opinion. Yep. The first word is open. Now, open. That means
Opine.
So I tell people, if that's what you're learning to go, at least you're graduating from one
so
word.
So could you say your judgment of that statement because of the fact that anything that goes on, you have to be able to make and assess it, and it should be, if it's not believed because it's a lie, and if it's not opinion because you're opening, it's definitely your judgment of the situation, and you have your thought process.
You got to bring facts to receive.
Hold on. We say both words because, again, I told you all y'all been brainwashed. You don't have to believe. You don't have to go with me if you believe it, but I just know it is because everything is called speculative and operative. Speculative means I have the mind frame to look at things and see if it could go that way. Operative means I'm actually doing it. I'm actually operating in the thing. So there's a difference. So I tell people, you got the right to say, but everybody should understand that this show is not based off me trying to make anybody feel bad. It's a fact that you've been brainwashed in your life. No way you came out of
that. Also,
no way.
It's
no
inductive
way.
And deductive reasoning, discernment. Inductive
That's
and
right.
deductive reasoning.
You got to look at both. You got to look at both. So that means that both yin and yang, good and evil, has to be assessed before you make a logical assertion. Because how can you know?
Can't have one without the other.
You need evil. Evil is going to be here regardless of what your psyche tells you. It's going to be here because you got evil in you.
Mm-hmm.
Each and one of us got evil in us. You have to suppress it or let it consume you. It's on you. I have no control over your entity.
And evil backwards is L-I-V-E.
Yeah. There you go.
How you put your skin on the scales. Where you put your weight at. Put your rise to the top.
Where you going to rise to the top.
Where you put your weight at on the scales.
On the scale.
Kenny Burke, keep rising to the top.
Now, we're going to keep rising. I told everybody that the only thing I tell you is that this can be just like that Matrix movie. It told you in the movie it's a battle for your mind. That was the whole premise of these so-called psychological people. Can y'all fight this battle? Well, you ain't going to have no guns really at your head for you to go along with this. You're going to have to battle your own psyche to say, do I keep believing this? Do I keep believing this shit? Do I keep going along with this shit? And that's the key. Now, if you don't go along with it, there's going to be what that movie told you, an underground economy. Everybody's not going to go over to the Bitcoin. Everybody's not going to go over. They're going to barter like we've been doing since the beginning of time. You will barter whatever it takes that people consider a commodity. Everybody that's going to be shut out is going to create a new economy, period. You're not going to sit here and say, boom, because they still need you in some form or fashion. Y'all just said that everybody's not going. They're going to cut some jobs out. Of course they are.
Right. They can't kill everybody.
They can't kill everybody. That's why they told you themselves. We're not killing everybody. They say we're going to obliviate people. It says we want to bring the earth to a comfortable numerical number. Now, whatever that number is in their mind, ain't they got to be the number in our mind. But the number is, they do have a number. The question is, can they get to this equation? But they can with your help. With your equation, they can't get to it unless you throw a monkey wrench in the equation. The monkey wrench is, you realize, you have given way too much power to dumb people. Way too much. Now, I'm going to play this 2 minutes. I keep telling y'all, if you don't get this by now, it's not my fault. You are not in a democracy. That was never the plan. The plan was never a democracy. The plan was it to be a republic. But what happened was it became this.
These philosophies have been known and practiced by secret societies for many centuries. As the evidence will show, designing cities as a reflection of occult tradition was not a new concept to the founding fathers, among whom the influence of Freemasonry seems undeniable. In fact, the 110th Congress of the United States on January 5th, 2007, passed House Resolution Number 33 to honor the Freemasons for their contribution throughout America's history. The number 33 is well known as the honorary degree of Scottish Rite Masonry. The House resolution read in part that the founding fathers of this great nation and signers of the Constitution, most of whom were Freemasons.
The Masons felt in the United States that they were forming a Masonic Republic.
The concept of a republic dates back to the Greek philosopher Plato.
Plato's republic. That's a utopian theme, and that whole thing runs through our philosophy and thinking among the humanists to this day. They still think they would like to introduce Plato's republic. Think about it. Every socialist country that has gone socialist have always called themselves a republic for that very reason.
It was Plato who likewise set down the earliest known record of ancient Atlantis. Centuries later, Sir Francis Bacon would set down the New Atlantis, a tale which some believe was meant to be a blueprint for the New World, one based upon the teachings of ancient philosophers.
Bacon didn't invent this New Atlantis concept. He was merely the inheritor of it. He was probably the most articulate proponent of it ever in history, but it preceded him.
Bacon believed that the American continent was in fact the site of ancient Atlantis, a concept held by teachers of esoteric wisdom even today.
A new Atlantis really was just America anyway. The east coast of America, if you take a look at the maps by other clairvoyants who have studied Atlantis, indicates that the east coast of America was the west coast of Atlantis.
This country, America, is the remnant of the ancient Atlantis, and so is very susceptible to much of the history of Atlantis, the energies of Atlantis, and some of the actions, for instance, the religion of Atlantis.
According to esoterics, the religion of Atlantis was in fact the mystery school teachings that were embraced by the ancient philosophers. Yet it might be said that none have been as prolific on this subject as 20th century philosopher Manly P. Hall, who wrote such books as The Secret Destiny of America and America's Assignment with Destiny. It was Hall that many Freemasons are said to have called Masonry's greatest philosopher. In 1934, Hall founded the Philosophical Research Society in Los Angeles, California, an organization dedicated to exploring the wisdom of all the world's traditions.
It began in 1934, and I think in this building, the library itself was finished in 1936. This is one of the leading wisdom libraries in all of North America, if not the most comprehensive itself.
The Philosophical Research Library has been highly regarded by esoteric students from all over the world. It is composed of books and artifacts collected by Manly Hall throughout his lifetime. Among those who revered the library was President Franklin D. Roosevelt, a Freemason and student of esoteric tradition.
And Mr. Roosevelt himself, you know, back in 1942, after the Pearl Harbor invasion, sent some of his people here to microfiche the works in this library because he looked upon it as a national treasure. He wanted to preserve it.
When Hall died in 1990, his role as president of the society was succeeded by Dr. Obadiah Harris.
Manly Hall, who was a young Canadian philosopher, sage.
Okay, that name again. I stopped when I got to the point. Canadian. A Canadian. The greatest.
Can you hear me, Drybone?
I hear you. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Oh, man.
Kwame said open this line, 7442.
I wrote a paper at a collegiate level. And what I did was I was seeing how this society that we are in now were based off Plato's Republic between the workers, the auxiliaries, and the philosopher kings. And we've never, you know, went off course from that. And then when we attributed all that towards, when we talk about Caesar, we talk about the whole Republic thing, it'll never change. They're just going in a different direction where it's ramping up and it's getting serious. And everybody need to wake up and smell the coffee. And we can't say it no plainer. And it's getting ready to come down the pipe, baby. I'm like, brother, I got my popcorn, and I'm sitting on the sideline, Jack Bauer.
Hey, Brother Kwame, I got you in there. Go ahead. You want to go ahead? Brother Kwame, I got you in there. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Grand Rising family,
yes,
and
yes.
Dry Bones. You know, we're looking at all this that's going on, and we looked at the smoke, and we're looking at the mirrors. But yesterday, July 1st, is that 5G C-band is now implemented. And I don't know. I know Tutmos is online, and Tutmos can back it because I know he's deep into the technology. But this C-band is what's going to connect satellites to the 5G. And these are the ways in which they're now going to enhance this technology and being able to kind of like put a ban around cities. Just like we're banned from coming into nature, now they're going to put a ban around cities where they're going to control the frequency. And the sister was so much on point when she was talking about the people that woke her up talking about the dicks and the pussies. The thing that happens with that is that where do most women carry their phones in their back pocket? Where do most men carry their phones on their belt? So that's why that frequency now is going to be enhanced to cause that lower frequency to be enhanced in our people, the people carrying them phones that way. The other part of it is that now that they showing you how they can control the weather patterns, because that burning of all of that 20 million acres of forestry in Canada opens the way for the Arctic winds to blow straight down into the East Coast and all of the northern part of the United States. So now they're looking at turning that harp up with the new satellite and the 5G C band now being implemented. They've got full range frequency, and what they're going to do on the major side of the East and the West Coast, because they burned the West last year. So now they've got both sides to where they can run that band, because HARP comes out of Alaska. They can have full range in this new frequency because they're going to run it. They're being run by satellite. They have the towers that they have in most major cities and all along the highways and everything in place. Now they're gonna run technology from the satellites. And this is part of the 6G. And if you look at Xfinity, they're talking about the 10G. These are ways in which this technology is really creating a grid to go with the grid that's being activated. But what they're counteracting the grid by being able to change the frequency, and they already know the human brain frequency by EEG, so they now even have better subliminal message that they can program and create whatever people they want to create with mind control by just the bandwidth. The bandwidth is what really is getting ready to take control. It's just like putting you put up a wire fence, and you put a collar on your dog, and you let him run through the yard. He knows when you get to that part where those two lights are setting up that will make him jump back, right back. He can't come out of that fence. You can't come out of this bandwidth, because now we're becoming addicted. If you ever want to see a Wi-Fi crack addict,
take a phone away from somebody and see what they act like.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Kids, for sure. Kids, for sure. Hold on.
They'll fuck you up.
Stay with me. We're about to leave this area. Those of you about to get cut off, 1 o'clock, we see you back. Those of you stay on this line, we'll hit you after the hour. Right when this song's over, we'll be right back with you. Too late. Over. All right. We passed 1 o'clock. Everything's on its own now. Good point, Brother Kwame, of course. I mean, I've seen it myself. I mean, all you got to do is take a phone from one of your relatives. You'll see a reality of that one. So, again, technology is taking over. But
Planes have been delayed because the planes, automatic pilots on the planes, are now connected. The satellite and the ground antennas are interfering with the plane's automatic landing system, and this is what they're talking about. They had to get these planes reprogrammed in order, because this is taking effect January 1st. They got to have it in full place by February 2024.
Right. Now, and it's part of the MLK Ultra program. I'm telling y'all that when you watch this video for 3 hours, the minds of men, please, all y'all, after you finish partying, drinking, having a good time, barbecuing, whatever the hell you're going to do, take time out for yourself and go look up this 3 hour, watch it half and half. Everything we talked about, these people said they were going to make, and they're all white. Not to say that, you know, but the first people was in California, San Francisco, was the first convention of the UN where they brought this idea out. And guess who was the keystone speaker? You'll see it in the video. Chinese brought the New World Order agenda to the first Congress of this in 1945, some in that era. And again, I'm asking y'all to realize, come to grips that you've been brainwashed. Come to grips that you've been taught some crazy shit that you know ain't materialized yet. And have any idea of it when it does. So that means it don't have a solid foundation. Some of these foundations are believing in the fact that we're going to create a country within a country. That's a fallacy. Never going to happen. Can't happen. What country would let, what? Just ask yourself, would you let somebody take over your house? You're in it unless you was weak. Yeah, how weak can they be? When you now don't even know who owns the country. Y'all do on this line know who owns the country, but the country, people own the country is Asians. You ain't trying to fight them. You buying more Chinese food than ever. You ain't beat them up. That was all made up. All that hitting the Chinese, like my brother Tubman say, come on, man. I'm from New York State. That's a fucking fallacy. Ain't no goddamn Chinese people get that's
propaganda. Hey, plus all these stupid-ass black women going to eat Chinese food and going to get their nails done and that fake-ass hair.
That's Chinese.
They love them Chinese.
Right. So y'all lying to yourself. Go ahead. Again.
One of the concessions that they had to give up in order for them to meet President Xi was that they had to give up Taiwan, which was manufactures 99% of the microchips in the world. That was one of the concessions. The other concession they had to make up was to finish letting them buy strategic land all around the United States, even with trying to fight it in up there in Jacksonville.
They're trying to buy,
and this is what Bill Gates was pushing.
Okay,
and that was one of the many concessions that they had to give up the seat. When they showed Blinken at the table, he was sitting like below, like
Bill Gates
you know normally,
too,
yeah. But they met with Gates before they met with Blinken. So,
they brought all of them over there. Oprah came. I got the reports from y'all. Oprah came. Now, how y'all explain that to us now? All y'all on this line, because I'm only going to go a little bit long. How do you explain
check
that to
out.
Everybody?
Exit 1.
But what you...
No G,
But what the brother's saying, they opening up this month, they are building 8 super microchip plants for Taiwan, $52 billion, 10,000 people working every day by Homeland Security in Chandler, Arizona. They just breaking ground for Microcon up there in Syracuse, New York, but for another Taiwan plant that's going to be opening up.
Now,
when Pelosi went to Taiwan, that's what she did.
That's the battle. So let's go with that. Because notice, ain't no black folks in this now. Y'all talking, notice all y'all saying Taiwan. Y'all ain't got no connection. None of y'all on this line got no connection to Taiwan whatsoever. And so I'm asking y'all, don't you find that strange that an Asian war over their technology, and then let's go where they're getting the minerals at. They're getting the minerals out of Africa. They got the right to rare earth metals. Now, why y'all on this line pretending
Jamaica?
Where do white people come in?
Bahamas.
If your rulers are now the Chinese, that's your rulers. That's your new rulers. You ain't gonna tell me that as you gonna be ruled by nobody black at all. You gonna be ruled by Chinese. I could guarantee.
They hold all the poor bonds. They hold all the slave bonds.
Yeah, come on, y'all. Come on, let's talk real stuff here, because we only got a few hours, 2 minutes. Are y'all
drive
on? What, Brother Kwame, you
travel in the United States, you gotta have that ID. If you look on that ID, every ID that they now have on your driver's license has a yellow Chinese star on it.
Yeah.
Star on it.
Yeah. 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 Okay. My question to all y'all out there listening, I said, are y'all not worried about the Chinese? They made the Patriot Act. See, I'm saying I can prove that you've been brainwashed because you think it's white people. Most of, not all y'all, but it's not the white people ain't about to take over. White people rule
but,
shit
but
as
the
well.
Thing, but the thing is, it's like we talk about the critical mass all the time, even what you just said. A lot of people don't even know or don't even care about who, because they distracted with other stuff is what I'm saying. They don't know nothing about the Patriot Act. They don't have a clue.
Right.
They don't want to know either.
They don't want to know. So now we got a group that's actually been programmed by the programmers, because that's in there. If y'all watch that, the Minds of Men, it'll prove to you without a conclusive doubt, factually, that they already proved, they already made their imprint on making people dumb. They said that was their whole goal, to dumb these people and to make them dumb. So they already fulfilled that prophecy.
Give everybody a smartphone and guess what you're making.
That's right. So I'm just saying to all y'all out there listening that we're not talking like we're making up. This is already implemented. It's already happening.
And then they could turn it into the Wild Wild West, where they down here you don't have to have a license to carry it, man. It's gonna be twofold.
Yep.
Yeah, it's gonna be twofold, man. So it's best for you to have your license for the backup. And he pulled out. I got to do what I got to do, boy.
Depending on what state you're in, because it's not going to fly in Illinois.
Right. It's not going to fly here. If they put the law out, what they're telling you is, I told y'all how long ago, I said, stand your ground. I went through stand your ground.
That was July 1st, a long time ago.
I said, stand your ground. When a person could tell me in a court, I'm like, I got to do what? I was in shock. Them people said, you must kill them in the front. So what's going to happen is, the countries like Switzerland. So y'all don't have a problem with Switzerland citizens having guns given to them, and they don't have hardly no crime on themselves. So I'm with the program. I think the program makes sense. Why would I want a criminal to have more weapons than I can get? I think that's stupidity 101. If you think that it's a bad idea.
That's Chicago.
Right. If you think it's a bad idea to have a law that can put you, those who are law-abiding, you are now going to have a safety net. That safety net means that most criminals want the easy prey. Easy prey. Anybody been in any criminal-minded talk, no, they ain't trying to go against nobody with no goddamn guns. They want somebody who...
Hey, y'all look up Serbia, man. Hey, Serbia, they got Serbia under mind control where all their citizens turned into 70,000 weapons, man. Look up Serbia.
They tricked them
so good, they turned in all their shit.
Well, I ain't got to look up Serbia. I ain't got to look up Serbia. I just go to the churches about black buyback guns. Black folks gave their weapons up more than
flagrant.
Even.
Giving out Walmart cars.
I ain't
got to
go
Serbia.
Sharpening them.
Yeah.
Tricking folks to turn into their shit.
Thank you. So I don't got to go to Serbia. Any idiot that turns their guns here, I just told you that Clarence Thomas saved. Only the white folks love him because y'all too dumb to realize he saved you from your First Amendment rights that you was given first to protect yourself from slavery. That's why I say I don't know if y'all comprehending. I don't even care right now because we all know you're in the mind control. If all y'all live next to, if you live next to a cell phone tower, you'll be killed within the next 5 years. That's a fact. I don't give a fuck what you believe, how you think you believe, or what you think you believe. If a cell phone tower that you could not stop being built next to you, count on them electrifying you. That's a fact.
And Kwame, if you're still on the line,
that's
there's about four or five cell towers from 63rd and Racine to Ashland within a 4 or 5 block radius. They're all literally almost right behind each other. And that's in the black neighborhood.
Just go to answer the search, man. But if you got one of them little Wi-Fi boxes like Syria and the other one, your ass dead too.
I'm stupid as hell too. Right. I could go with it all day long, but I'm going to go with the obvious. Because, you know, you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying the obvious, if your house is right near a cell phone tower, how simple can
a
we make it?
A smart meter, man. Hey, Brown. Hey. Did I send y'all the story where the dude had his house on Wi-Fi and somebody came by there and heard a bad word or some kind of word and Amazon locked his whole fucking house up? Did I send y'all that?
I'm going by what you said. That's why this program going on today. It said that the cell phone tower connected to whatever you got. I don't care what you got. I'm not here to tell you what you got in your house. Whatever you got a smart meter, that's on you if you got it. You know what's on your house.
Yep.
I don't need to know.
Yep.
If you got it on your house and you okay with it, if they want to jack your ass up, don't call the show talking about the white man because you did it.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Wesley.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Check this out. I just did the search like you said. There are no cell towers where I'm at within 3 miles. That's why my shit don't be working.
Right. That's right.
Okay. That's
good. Not because, saying they're not here. They're just not in this area.
Right. Because those areas, like, for instance, let's just get just those of you who do any type of